Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. And once again, joining us, we have Ghastly. Welcome back, Ghastly.
Oh, thanks for having me, fellas. Fry Power. Hey, Krill be under both of your names for having me out here today. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So anything new going on in Ghastly world?
Well, you know, a lot of things have been happening over the last couple of weeks. On the more realistic front, we finally just finished the season finale of my show, Gulf City. Make sure to go check it out if you haven't already. But in a more a relatable section of things that have happened recently, what I've realized recently is that there's a new battle for us to fight out there, my man. And I think that a lot of people out there are going to be able to agree with me on this one. Now, you guys might know this already, but I'm an afterlife long lefty. You know what I'm saying? And what that means is that the entire world is built backwards to me. Everything is upside down. And it's time for us to take the fight to these righties that want us to live our lives and live our afterlives the way that they've set up. The deal is, man, I've been a Southpaw since birth. I'm tired of fucking Fiskers ruling the market with right-handed scissors. And I'm a proud member of a new group, Lefties Against Right-Handed People. And us LARPers aren't going to take it on the chin for very much longer. We demand special treatment, and we demand that you call it equality, because we are the left and we want unreasonable things. Fright power.
So I believe both of us are right-handed. You're right-handed, correct?
Of course you are. You're a bunch of colonial oppressors with your fucking right-handed scissors and doorknobs and driving and tying your shoes. Everything's built for you motherfuckers right there. Us LARPers are tired of this bullshit.
Yeah, Ghastly. Have you seen the movie Idle Hands?
I have. Indeed.
Now, that's where the person's hands get, like, possessed, right?
Only one of them, right?
Do they become fright-handed at that point?
That's not too bad, man. Fried hand. They're close. That fried handed is tantamount to ambidextrous. And honestly, okay. I don't like the ambidextrous people out there. These fence sitters, these handed centrists are out there not taking an opinion, not choosing a side, keeping one foot in each camp to wait and see who wins. But I'm gonna tell you right now who's gonna win. It's gonna be us LARPers that go out there and do it for real, because there is nothing fake about being left-handed.
Is but, Boogie ambidextrous?
If he is, fuck him.
I don't know. And by the way, this is episode 613.
Surely oh, there's is it? Some other
yeah.
Oh, shit. I labeled it wrong. That's my fault. I'll fix it, though.
Mothers like this. Sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches.
My bad. All right.
If I'm, am I a centrist if I just pick things up with my dick?
See, I feel like you're trying to break the mold there. You know what I mean? They say lead, follow, or get out of the way, but you're obstructing, my man.
Oh,
it's
no,
like an elephant trunk.
His dick doesn't break anything these days. Don't worry about it.
Does your dick thumb, I guess, is the real question, or does it wrap around like an elephant trunk?
My dick just is a thumb. It's rather embarrassing.
You cunts.
Antonovich back again from the dead. Antonovich came back from the dead.
Trying to buy the shirts. They can't.
Why didn't his
order and I
thing
didn't
play? Why didn't
it.
TTS play?
Let's try this again.
It must be off. I'm going to turn it back on. Go ahead and read it out loud really
yeah.
quick, and I'll fix that.
Antonovich says, I'm back, you cunts. Suck it. Also, Streamlabs kind of fucked me over last time I tried to buy the shirts. They canceled the order, and I didn't know about it. Let's try this again.
All right.
And then Dragon of the West also came in and said, good to see Gastly again. And I agree.
Oh, you know what? They did hear the TTS, but I didn't hear it because I had it turned down on our end. But they heard it. Yeah.
Damn it.
Ben
Cool Man Podcaster.
So we're going to do our favorite segment.
Word?
No, actually, it's the news, which no one likes, but we're going to do it anyway. Before we do that, though, link down in the description. Join our Discord. There's been a lot more going on in our Discord lately. There's a link down there. If you used to be a member of it, it's very different now. It's a lot better than it used to be. Go there and check it out. We've got a ton of new members recently. That's the place to
I'm
go. You should join.
Discord right now. I'm going to get in that Discord right now and talk to you motherfuckers, because I can't see shit. Where I'm sitting right now. It's a bunch of right-handed setups here on Skype, too. Everything's fucking backwards, man.
Yeah. So join the Discord. Billy and I have been popping in a lot more recently for the voice chats, late-night voice chats. Don't miss that shit. Link in the description. Go there. Also, download the Brave browser. Right now is the best time to download the Brave browser because the value of bats has actually gone down a little bit.
Ooh.
So now when you earn bats, I would say it's likely to only go up. It's gone
It'll
down to the point
the
where
boys,
the
ben
sky is the
Billy.
Limit.
For sweet is their nature, and boys they be. All hail
Thank
the
you.
Blue whale.
All hail blue whale.
It is right to give him thanks and praise, gentlemen. We lift it up in his name.
Man, Welcome I'm having flashbacks to Catholic school now. Yeah, P.T. Ham and Antonovich, they're like the Wonder Twins at this point.
I like how we did $51 just to edge out Antonovich.
Yeah. You know, because...
Well, that makes him the winner. That
and
makes
you know
him
why
winner.
That is, though? Because
the sack. To donate 52.
In the absence of Antonovich, P.T. Ham has been the associate producer for months in a row. And they used to kind of battle it out for that. So, wow.
There's history there.
Yeah.
But it's good to see everybody here.
There's
Having
bad
a good
blood.
Time. We got Gastly.
Yeah.
So tonight's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah, and we're going to get right into DP Action News.
Problem, sir. It got me so human angry.
It's not showing up on
the screen. Oh, I'll fix that.
Wow.
They're laughing at us.
At our
stupidity.
And you better well learn to love it.
Yes, and people just mentioned that they... Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Meteor hit the dinosaur.
Oh.
Also used my power to conceive time to kick his dog. I also convinced CGP 445 to flood the Chipotle toilet. I also convinced Gay Dark and to not paint honest red. Love you guys.
And we'll reread those later on when we get to those.
Woo.
When we get to that. We're gonna get through DP Action News. Now, someone did mention that they got their Brave grant and they didn't even know they had it. Yeah, if you're using Brave, go check the triangle up at the top and see if you got your bats in, because they're probably sitting there. Huh. And you can just send them our way. We need them now more than ever. Please send them our way. All right. So here's one that I knew Billy would find very interesting.
Okay.
Did you hear about this? Jeffrey Epstein owned a portrait of Bill Clinton in a blue dress.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard about this.
It's been a meme for the last week and change. Was there an actual painting of that image?
Was it a painting or was it a portrait?
Here it is right here.
Painting, okay.
Yeah, it was a painting.
I thought that was just some old Photoshop bullshit. I didn't know somebody actually fucking painted that.
Yes. Sonovich got that merch.
And Epstein owned it. Why? Why? We'll cover the first few paragraphs here.
Put it in the old spank bank, and when it's that time, you know?
Jeffrey Epstein reportedly kept a bizarre painting of former President Bill Clinton wearing red heels and a blue dress in his massive Manhattan mansion, and prints of the same portrait are available to purchase for under $50. The Daily Mail first reported the existence of the portrait, speaking with a source who surreptitiously snapped a photo of it during a visit to the financier and convicted sex offender's home in October 2012. The painting, titled Parsing Bill, was made by the New York-based Australian artist...
Bill?
Parsing Bill was made by the New York-based Australian artist Patrina Ryan Cleed, and in it, Clinton has his legs thrown over a chair in the Oval Office and a smile on his face as he points a finger straight ahead, not unlike Uncle Sam. It's believed the blue dress could be an allusion to the infamous stained blue dress at the center of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, while others have pointed out the dress is similar to one Hillary Clinton wore to the 2009 Kennedy Center honors. Yeah,
I think it's only one blue dress joke that merits a painting. You know what I mean? I doubt it's about what Hillary wore.
Wasn't Lewinsky's dress black?
No, it was definitely blue.
Was it blue? Okay, so that's it's harkening back to that.
You would think, yeah.
Maybe I just remembered it being black because I was amazed at like the how well preserved the cum stain was on it.
You think cum lasts better on black?
It just made the rest of the world around it dark. It looked like a fucking black dress.
Yeah, I would say cum probably shows better on a black fabric than anything else.
And also, it kind of looks like a Velvet Elvis painting if the cum was on a black background. Like those velvet paintings, they're painted on black velvet.
Monica Lewinsky with semen all over. Hilarious.
I love velvet paintings. I need some in my life.
Do you want a Velvet Elvis? Dude, you should get a big Velvet Elvis. No. Actually, I got a better idea. You as Elvis in velvet, because Billy likes pictures of himself to hang on his walls. You're like Buff Carell or something that shit.
Except my pictures look boss. I was thinking about getting one commissioned of me as like Fat Elvis on velvet.
Dude, awesome. It's got to be visible right when you come in your house. You know how, like, if it were a movie and you went into some fucking billionaire guy's house, if you went into Kim Jong-il's house or his son Jim Jong-il's house, right when you walk in the front foyer where you'd be able to see the fucking fireplace, over the mantle would be a giant oversized painting of the guy that owns the house and is standing in front of you. That's what you should do, my man.
I want to commission a velvet painting of Billy the Fridge as Fat Elvis dead on the toilet.
With a damn
he did die on the toilet. Yeah,
peanut butter and banana sandwich.
I don't even know if that's totally
hand.
True.
I think it's true.
Dude, you believe every rumor you hear, so if you think it's true, that doesn't convince me at all.
Well,
I mean, he may have died on the toilet, but the sandwich... There was a rumor forever that Mama Cass from the Mamas and the Papas died by choking on a sandwich just because she was fat, and that's pretty much been debunked too.
Oh, now see, I don't even know about that. I was under the impression she choked on a ham sandwich. That's what I've always heard.
Yeah. So that's just like an urban legend. A lot of that shit is.
Was it not a sandwich? Maybe she took like a whole pig leg and put it in there and that was enough to choke her out. I don't know. I mean, she looked like she could pack it away a little bit. I like the Mamas and the Papas. I'm not talking shit. I'm just saying.
Epstein bought it for $120.
Dude, that's... I would spend $120 on that.
Yeah, man, that's cheap. Whoever painted that got ripped by a pedo, dude.
So give me your analysis, both of you guys can. Why do you think Epstein wanted this? Go ahead. Billy, you go first. And we'll let Gasly.
I think it's pretty obvious, right? Bill Clinton rode on Epstein's fucking Lolita Express numerous times.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's true, though. He had 11 documented times, and there was at least 11 more undocumented. You could say they were buddies, and Bill Clinton's probably been to his house, and he probably put that shit up to fuck with Bill Clinton, because when you're a middleman for the world's elite, you get to bust the balls of the world's elite, because you know exactly what gets them fucking their dick hard. So he's like, yeah, fuck you, Clinton, look at this, you little blue-red dress, fuck off. Let's go bang a kid. Some shit like that. Who knows if Clinton was into that? We don't know what Jeffrey Epstein was procuring for him on the Lolita Express. We have no idea.
You almost said Alita Express.
Battle Angel Express.
Little kids with metal arms jerking you off at super speed. Bill, I think you might be pretty close, man. Okay. Him fucking with Clinton seems accurate. I'd like to know if he's got paintings of other world elite type kid fucking type motherfuckers out there wearing dresses hanging around his house. Is it like a series? Does he just have Bill, or does he have some other motherfuckers in dresses? Like it's a whole period for whatever that artist was. And they paid him so little. I mean, I guess they got some little kids to jerk him off while he was painting or something. They gave him some kind of value.
So one thing I'm wondering is, you know, since Epstein died before he could stand trial, during that trial, all of the shit in his houses would have been made, anything that was important anyway, would have been presented as evidence publicly in court, and we'd all have the court records to look it up and see what was there, unless the judge found a good reason to seal anything. We just have to rely on whatever they decide to release Epstein had, which is this kind of shit.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be the whole truth and nothing but the truth, too. You know, maybe we're thinking about it a little bit from a wrong angle. Maybe Epstein's got a different angle here. Now, let's say that you're him and you're trying to bang all these kids, right? You bring them into the house at first. They don't want to fuck. So you got to try to take some lessons from other people who have successfully fucked a bunch of kids, and or find ways to make children feel comfortable so that they'll open up their buttholes, right? I mean, I guess that's this guy's plan. So maybe he puts up a picture of Bill, again, right there in the front foyer, so that people see it as soon as they come in the fucking house, so that they feel more comfortable than they would seeing him directly. Like, if you're an 11-year-old boy and you see Jeffrey Epstein, you should be fucking scared. So in order to make them less scared, Clinton in a dress. That's clearly
it's a real conversation starter.
Yeah, it's less frightening. It disarms the kids. It makes their buttholes more available to guys like Epstein and all this. I'm sorry, Billy.
I think that he probably saw it somewhere and was like, oh, I'm buying this. Clinton's going to see this. It's going to be hilarious. Or he actually had it commissioned from Clinton wearing a dress at one of the parties, and Clinton's just into that shit. We don't know. We don't know. We don't want to kink shame Bill Clinton unless it involves kids.
So,
hey, that's his business, man.
We're going to move on to the next thing that I saw today that people have been sending me. Hassan Piker, who works for the Young Turks. I've seen him around before, but I didn't even know he worked for the Young Turks, because I see all of his other shit that he does, just like his streams and stuff. He did a stream where he watched Joe Rogan interviewing Dan Crenshaw, who's a representative. He's a Republican representative. The guy with the eye patch that got made fun of by SNL, and he ended up being on SNL and everything.
Yeah.
So Hassan Piker.
Texas.
What were you saying?
He's from my home state of Texas.
Man. Oh. I'm not surprised.
He does love guns.
Yeah, yeah. So here's Hassan Piker reacting to the interview that happened on Joe Rogan with Dan Crenshaw. And this is one thing I will say, though, this is edited in a way that's made to look Hassan Piker as bad as possible. He looked bad to a lot of people anyway.
Yeah.
But this is edited in a way to like emphasize all the dumb shit that was said. So here it is.
I'm saying it. America deserved 9/11, dude. Fuck it. I'm saying it. Fuck it. I'm saying it. Fuck it. I'm saying
this
it.
This is way over edited, by the way.
Now, he did. He did say America deserved 9/11. Now,
which is, you know, pretty cool being that we're in America and we have free speech. So what the fuck? Who do we
I'm
care?
Fine with him saying. Well, I'm not saying he should be arrested for saying it.
But I don't have to like it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he's a dumb shit. But like oh, good.
I understand
you.
The point he's making. He's just being really edgy about it. He's saying like America did enough to fuck with the Middle East before we were ever attacked to now. To the point where it's warranted attacks by people from
the
Middle East.
We were asking for it just because we're dressed a certain way. All of a sudden, we can get bombed by foreign terrorists. I don't buy it.
I'll wear
as much of a low-cut shirt as I want to. Fucking right-handed terrorists trying to tell me what to do. I don't think so.
Hard to partner with them.
I just think it's kind of cute that we have, like, on the main screen here, we have the classic Bond villain. And then in the tiny screen in the corner, we have
You're always stealing jokes, man.
We have the Jack...
Can
I finish the joke?
But this joke's already been told.
No, it hasn't! I have to finish it! I have to finish the joke! And then in the upper corner, all right, here's part two that makes the joke original. In the upper corner, we have the 24 Jack Bauer villain. And then in that corner, Ben, we have this corner up here. We have the villain that fucking did 9/11, is responsible for every Jeffrey Epstein's death, Evil Ben. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast with your hosts, Ben and Carlos Mencia.
It was a three-tier joke that didn't get off the ground because Ben.
I mean, but the joke was that he looked like a villain in a porno movie.
He looks like the old blonde villain, and then we have the stereotypical fucking terrorist villain in the corner, and then we have villain Ben Laden.
Oh, damn it. No, actually, yeah, I was called Osama Ben, but yeah.
Osama Ben.
I said he should have called me Ben Laden.
He should have called you
funnier.
Ben Laden.
All right.
Well, Bin Laden Pie, I just have one question. Why did you do 9/11, dude? I mean, do you think America deserved 9/11? Are you on the fucking side of old sleeveless up here?
Yeah, what I did was I called my buddy Keemstar to go do 9/11. That's what I did. Yeah.
Thanks. Where they're
happened.
Partnering and training.
In a video game.
What?
In a video game.
God damn it. You guys fucking suck. Holy shit. There's like 100 people that clipped that.
Right now, pulling a Job. I've made a huge mistake.
You know, Russell Brand worked for MTV in the UK. Mm-hmm. The day after 9/11 happened, he showed up dressed like Osama bin Laden. And that's how he got fired, like, forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a great move.
So, you know, yeah, like 9/11 stuff, still pretty sensitive subject. So, yeah.
Dude, 9/11 was awesome. Like, all of America could be totally racist, right? The day after 9/11, everybody was making the most racist fucking comments about people from.
From where?
Literally where, everywhere.
Where?
Literally, like nobody even got it right. I had Indian neighbors in my neighborhood, and they were from India, and they were walking, and they had like the traditional Indian garb, but they were getting fucking lumped in. It was like it's not even close to the correct country.
I mean, I know it's a meme to do the like know your turban bit, but that actually is accurate. So, like those Hindu cats tie a way different thing than what the Muslims do.
Is he going to get fired from TYT? Is that what he's doing? Or I think this happened a day or two ago.
Yeah, I don't know if he's getting fired or not.
I mean, okay, so it would have been okay if he would have said, you know, we meddled in the Middle East so much that, you know. We've pissed them off to the point where there are generations of people growing up hating America over there, and that's why stuff like this happens. But you don't say America deserved it because there were so many innocent people that died, and none of them deserved it. So that's really fucking dumb to say.
It's totally
dumb. Yeah, I think
dumb.
If you phrased it with something more like, you know, we fucked with them enough that we should have fucking better known better that something was going to happen eventually. If it was something about our vigilance to whether or not there was an attack incoming, okay, I could see that. But I think you're right, man. Saying that these fucking people who were just going to work that morning deserved it. Yeah, no. Nope. Sorry, bud. Put some fucking sleeves on. Take all that bullshit off your wall. Throw your SM7B in the trash and get the fuck off the internet.
Oh, yeah. He does. He has like Antifa shit behind him and stuff. Wow.
What's his t-shirt? Molding?
I can't tell what that word is.
His uncle is Shank?
He is? Oh, it's nepotism.
Ah.
Yeah, seriously. Who... Like, if like, Ben Mankiewicz or Jimmy Dore would have said this kind of shit, I doubt they would have continued to work there.
I'm not going
to
repeat what I said. Fuck it. I'm saying it. I'm not going to repeat what I said. I don't know. I grew up in fucking Turkey, so... Anyway, okay, so. All right, let's keep watching Dan Crenshaw as I mauled. All right.
Okay.
Let's keep watching.
I don't know what's happening. Why do we have embassies everywhere? Mm-hmm. Part of that is just relationships and not...
Embassies, soft power is the exact same as hard power. Soft power, embassies, diplomacy,
the exact same thing
as military bases. I can't do this. I can't do this guy.
It'd be funny if the dog just took a big dump on the floor.
Couldn't
he starts puking and fucking something.
Or
start
like humping the... Do you remember that one time Monty was letting his neighbor's dog stay with him and the dog just started humping the couch? And,
coming all over the couch.
Sustaining a foreign policy of like a 12-year-old. What the fuck? Soft power, embassies, diplomacy. Soft power, embassies, diplomacy. Soft power, embassies.
I looked everywhere for just the raw footage, and all I can find is this kind
diplomacy.
Of stuff.
What the fuck is wrong with this dude? Didn't he go to war and like literally lose his eye because some mujahideen, a brave fucking soldier, fucked his eye hole?
A brave soldier
fucked his eye hole. He's doubling down.
Yeah, man.
With their dick. Isn't that how he lost his...
I mean, I always knew TYT was left slanted, and I agreed with them sometimes and disagreed with them other times, but are they really... Is this where they are now? Because I don't watch them anymore. Are they this far into it?
This is one guy's opinion on some stream where he gets to be extra edgy, right? Like, I'm not a big fan of people who are edgy in commentary reaction videos on streams, because sometimes they'll say things...
Don't you do that?
Oh. Sometimes they'll say things just for a reaction, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking dumbass eye
with their dick.
Because he got his fucking eye hole fucked.
Fuck.
With their dick.
With their dick.
By a brave soldier?
Know, honestly, I got to parse it out. Like, if he was just making a crack about he got his eye hole fucked by somebody in the desert or whatever, okay, like, it's not really funny, but I get the joke you're trying to make. That's fine. The part that bothers me about this is him saying, like, what did he call the opposing forces who tried to destroy
the American
military? Brave hero or something? That's very un-American to me.
It's Islamic militants. Well,
this guy,
fundamentalist Islamic militants. Yeah,
this guy is very un-American, right?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking Navy SEAL, dude. I can't jive with that.
This guy is very un-American, though. Like, that's his whole shtick here. He just said America deserved 9/11. But being un-American doesn't make you any less deserving of being an American, right? Like, that's the beautiful thing about America is you can be 100% fucking un-American and still live here.
Yeah, he can. I'm not saying he should go to jail or be kicked off anything, but I can still say, fuck him, he's a piece of shit.
And he should be fired if enough people are like, fuck this guy, I don't want to watch Young Turks anymore. Then he said something, got himself fired. Like, I was working at McDonald's, and I called some lady a nugget-eating cunt, and I got fired. And that was my fault.
Even did that really happen?
I never worked at McDonald's.
Man, I was so happy for a second there.
But if I did work at McDonald's and I did call a woman a nugget-eating cunt, even if she was a nugget-eating cunt, I would deserve to get fired. Because I'm withholding the McDonald's standards at that point.
Yeah. Well, you know, McDonald's standards are pretty minimal. McDonald's was actually my first job too when I was a wee lad, man. All I did was get high and eat chicken nuggets for 2 weeks, got a paycheck and got gone. It was terrible.
It's not bad.
Mine was Wendy's, but before that, for a very short time, I was a caddy. I worked at a golf course as a caddy, which is hardly a job.
Oh, no shit. You caddyshacked it? How was it, man?
I mean, it was at a country club, so it was cool if you got to go out. I mean, like, you'd only get one job a day because it lasts forever for a bunch of guys to play golf together. And right. a lot of the guys had money, though, so they give you good tips and stuff if you did a good job. But then there were some days where, like, not enough people showed up to golf, and a lot of people had favorites, so they would just pick the caddies they were used to. And if your golfers didn't show up, you didn't go out, and you'd only get paid, like, $10 for showing up that day when you sat and waited around for, like, 5-6 hours for someone to go out. So
my first job was telemarketing at 14 years old.
That's terrible. 14-year-olds should not do telemarketing.
Oh, it was the best because I could only work a certain amount of hours, so it was like my weekends were like 20 hours limited, and I live right next to a card store. I'd leave and buy a box of Magic cards every weekend. Oh, it was nutty. Best day of my life.
Is there a lot more that he says? This video is really long.
Yeah, I mean, so far he's dropping that gold, right?
And that's what it was supposed to motivate people? Also, Joe Rogan, you shit on people who are fucking debating on the internet for a living and feel better about themselves after debating, which is literally Ben Shapiro and half the fucking Logic Bros you have on your show. And now you're shitting on motivational speakers? That's Jordan Peterson. Like, what is he doing?
Getting on motivational
speakers.
He's
so eloquent.
Fuck Joel Osteen.
Fuck Joel Osteen.
I think Joe Rogan's pretty fair with, pretty balanced with who he has on.
Yeah.
Well, and it's you know, thinking that anybody that's on his show, he automatically supports everything that they agree with, which certainly is not the case, because I've seen cats from all over the spectrum on there.
Joe Rogan's had Stephen Crowder and Bernie Sanders on. Those two guys don't agree with anything.
I know he's broper and shit, but like, dude, I'm a single mom drinking wine midday trying to watch my Rogans. You know what I mean? It's a good variety, dude. So I don't know what this cat's problem is.
I watch all content from former news radio alumni.
Word to that, dude. If Dave Foley had a podcast, I'd be all
I
over
love
it.
Kids in the Hall, so Dave Foley is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Still watch Andy Dick's Periscope streams.
Man, rest in peace, Phil Harbin.
What else?
What did he just do right there?
Like, in an effort to pander to his guests, he's just like shitting on all of his other guests. Joe, the only reason to have politicians that have served is to ensure that we don't repeat the same fucking mistakes. You're sitting across from a fucking absolute dingus who lost his eye to an IED who's still like, nah, we need
endless war around the world.
We need 1,000 years of the
Fourth American Reich.
I love the editing on this.
We need endless wars around the world. No, I said IED.
I said IED.
Yeah, an I.
He's got such a bitch voice. It's cute.
Okay. I hate Dan Crenshaw so much. I just like.
Well, I hate Dan Crenshaw so much. I'll crush a bottle.
Yeah.
I'll crush a bottle.
So mad
about him losing his eye or anything. Like I just, it's just so. I've never seen someone bring this upon himself more.
Yikes, this guy looks like if you were playing like WWE 2K and you went to create a wrestler. He's like the default guy plus beard one.
Yeah, beard one.
It's
beard number one.
You
man.
Use the Fandango template to make him, but you just switch a few things up.
Who was the guy that was the champion? When we went to SmackDown, was it SmackDown or was it Raw that we went to?
It was a house show.
Was it? I thought we were at the Key Arena, wasn't it?
It was at Key Arena, but it was just a house show.
We saw 205 Live afterwards, so it was SmackDown, right?
Well, no, it wasn't SmackDown.
We saw Enzo. Dude, who was the champion?
Do you want to spend the whole show trying to remember this?
I do, yeah. Was it Muhammad Hassan? It wasn't Muhammad Hassan. Who was the champion at the time?
It was Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal, yeah. This guy looks like Jinder Mahal if you took the creator wrestler and picked like the third gender.
Yeah.
Jinder Mahal?
Yeah. Jinder Mahal, yeah. This is Jinder Mahal.
He's gender neutral Mahal is what he is.
I always thought his name sounded a lot like gender.
Gender, yeah. This is gender neutral Mahal. That
American
was a good one.
Yeah, for a thousand years.
Nice guy. I don't think he got a fair shake.
How the fuck do you lose your eye? Just build, lol.
Quit sticking your fingers in your mouth.
You wish he would have died?
Did he just pull something out of his
nice
mouth?
Nice bait, dude.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm saying it.
With their dick?
This editing is so, like, one-sided.
Yeah, it is. That's why I said that at the beginning, because I'm like, this is the best one I can find, but it's really messed up. All the other ones I could find had other people's commentary over it and
this
shit.
This guy's a big goofy dumb shit, but he has the right to be a big goofy dumb shit. If we're gonna, to give everybody else the right to say big goofy dumb shit.
Big goofy dumb shit. 100%. Like a white Jinder Mahal with a half a shirt on. That has a non-word on it.
Molding.
I'm going to look it up. Is that a real
Is it molding
word?
Or is it malting?
Is it molting?
Molting. I'm molting.
He's a lizard man molting his skin.
That makes sense.
Oh, there's an Urban Dictionary entry for it. Molding is when someone is both mad and balding. So he's so mad his hair's coming out, I guess, is molding. That it is molting. You were right in the first place. He's fucking Iago.
He's molting.
And molting. What was the Bible dude that was mad and balding? What did he do to the kids that were making fun of his bald?
God summoned a bear to come out of the woods and kill the children.
Because they were they were being mean to a mad balding dude?
Yeah. I mean, that's the TLDR, for it right there.
There it is, man.
You think 2019 God would summon like one of the bears from like the gay nightclubs to come kill children now? We need an updated Bible that is inclusive to our current generation.
If any kind of deity tried to summon any kind of bears or anything now, I think they'd have all kind of problems from groups like PETA getting in the way that says nobody's above the law. Even a deity can't use these fucking bears. This is worse than the circus. God would get canceled, I think, basically, is what would happen.
God would get canceled.
Sorry, God, canceled. We found out about some sexist remarks you made 2,500 years ago. Yeah. You're done, man. You're done. Erase him from the record.
Yeah. Can we start a campaign to cancel God?
Oh, I love it, dude.
Will that
so
end in our
board.
Favor?
Oh, shit.
We have a Fox News alert. Billionaire David Koch has died.
David Koch. It's so funny how it's that name is pronounced Koch.
Koch.
I would say Koch.
Koch.
If I saw it.
Koch.
Wasn't there a mayor of New York and his name was Ed Koch?
Ed Koch, yeah.
Wasn't it spelled that same way?
Isn't Ed Koch married to Judge Judy?
I don't know, but was it spelled that way is my point.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's just weird that they pronounce it different ways. But yet, this guy always put tons of money into more right-wing candidates over his lifetime. But I believe he also helped fund the PBS show Nova.
Yeah, he funded a lot of PBS, but that doesn't like mean that he isn't a total piece of shit. He probably defunded public spending on PBS through his actions of putting all the right dickheads into place. He probably took more money away from PBS through his rigged politics than he ever gave.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, you don't think so? Because how crazy has PBS been defunded thanks to...
Well, we don't want to spend on the public.
I would say throughout his life, he's given way more than he's caused to be taken.
Coke.
Because PBS relies on a lot of donations anyway.
Businessman and philanthropist was one of the richest people in the world and a donor to the Republican Party for decades.
And a cunt.
Coke and his older brother Charles ran
Coke
Industries.
His older brother's worse than him.
He was one of the richest men in the world, so the amount of money he was giving them is just like unheard of amounts of money.
Charles releasing this statement, reading in part, quote,
and that's actually one thing that I've heard said to Republicans that say defund PBS is that PBS hardly takes any money from the government anyway. They get way more from donations than they get from
essentially like anybody on YouTube. I'd be surprised if PBS ain't got a Streamlabs yet. You know what I mean?
That'd be so funny if you're sitting there watching like Downton Abbey and all of a sudden this fucking alert message pops up on stream.
Is with a heavy heart.
If you were like you, donated $10 to say, I love Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, there's like a gif of Bert and Ernie laying in bed together.
Yeah.
So David Koch, or David Koch, or what the fuck is it, Koch?
Koch.
David Koch. He's the younger brother. His older brother, Charles, is actually worse than he is as far as the political sway goes.
Yeah, and they own the Koch Industries or whatever the name of the company is. It's named after both of them, and they're rich as fuck.
I don't really give a shit about what their political leanings are. Anybody that's got 40 some billion dollars is dirty. Anybody with that much money is dirty.
Well, it's not even about their political leanings. It's about how they spent the money to basically have elections bought and paid for. They took out the democratic process. I
tell you honestly, I don't know enough about him.
Oh yeah, it's down to a science. They find these areas that can literally be bought, and they go in and they spend the money to put Republicans or people who will push their agenda. I say Republican, but it's their agenda, which is favors the 1%, the ultra elite.
Are there subtleties after he started donating to PBS where PBS shows started gradually being more like right-leaning? Were there subtle messages in Sesame Street and Nova and stuff that were in tune with his political what have you? I honestly don't know.
Carmen Sandiego started hanging out in Venezuela with Hitler after that.
Another big charity that the Koch brothers would give to was the United Negro College Fund. Mm-hmm. Like millions, like tens of millions of dollars. It's crazy.
Of my brother David.
It's nothing compared to how much money they had, though. It's pennies.
Of course.
Anyone who worked with David surely experienced
if I had,
his giant
they're not gonna give away all their money.
Okay, we could all do if I had, but look, and claim that what we would do.
It's
if we
the
had
equivalent
it
of me giving like 10 cents to the United Negro College Fund, and I can say I'm not racist. I donated
except
10
for 10 cents.
Cents
can't pay shit for an education, and 25 million can.
This is his blood money, Ben.
I don't know if the marker for how much it's worth is the percentage of their overall. I mean, if it's $50 million, even if that's less than a percent to him, that's still $50 million fucking dollars, man. Yeah.
But the sentiment is lost if it's literally nothing out of his pocket, right? Right? If it's the equivalent of me giving a fucking a penny, then it's like, okay, how fucking sweet is it?
Does it need to be for it to matter? What percentage of your net worth do you have to donate for it to
this is the
be
thing. This is the thing. Matter. It's charity, so it shouldn't matter at all. It shouldn't be for clout. It should just be out of the goodness of your heart. You shouldn't give him fucking brownie points for giving to any of these charities because you do it out of generosity, not out of, well, he gave to PBS. He must not have been that bad. He, like, fucking tickled me elbow. It's like that's not what we're doing it for. We're donating because donating
well,
to people.
Then why worry about the worth of that donation in relation to the percentage of his overall net? It doesn't matter if that's only 10 cents to him if he's not doing it for the clout in the first place, right?
Well, no, obviously, if we're using it as clout, I'm just
total amount of money donated to charities by the Koch brothers as of 2015, an estimated $1.5 billion.
Total amount of taxes dodged by donating to charities.
They can dodge the taxes anyway.
But you get the charitable donations are tax write-offs.
I mean, I don't even think they need that because if their income is coming in through, it's not taxable income the same way like you get a paycheck from your employer. It's like investment. I mean, like, you can claim your income as a different source of income than regular, like, hourly taxable income, and they can get around paying more taxes just by that alone. Of course, maybe he did write it off, but most of these guys have tax loopholes anyway based on the way they make their money that causes them to be able to have to pay hardly any tax at all.
You're all right, guys. David Cockhead was a real sweet boy. I love
I'm not
all
saying
the-
that. He definitely influenced politics in his favor, and they're politics that I don't agree with, but
that
I'm not going to scoff at billion.
That
at
motherfucker
over a billion.
Loved Big Bird. I mean, I'm going to scoff at it. Like, if you give $5 to a homeless person, that's more of a percentage of money that you gave that homeless person than he gave to fucking the NAACP or whatever.
Not about clothing. What difference does it make what the percentage is? What? Why does it matter what percentage they gave?
Because we're literally saying it couldn't be that bad. He gave them to a charity. We're bringing it up as a talking point now that he's dead.
Anybody with that much money is dirty. I'm just worried. I'm concerned about what the line is for where a donation is worth it. If you're saying that he's not given a big enough percentage for this donation to matter, well, it's still a lot of money to the people that need it. Well, and if it's not about clout, then what difference does it make what the percentage is? He's not doing it to look a specific way, or shouldn't be, at least. And I agree with you on that part, you know?
Yeah. But if we're going to bring it up as some way to say that, you know, he gave the PBS, you know, here's what I'm trying to do right now. The guy is dead, and I want him to be remembered as the piece of shit he is, not as the guy who gave Mr. Rogers $10 to look the other
way. But both of those things are true, right? I mean, not only was he a big piece of shit, but he did also give PBS $1 billion.
But the amount of damage he did to the political system is far worse than the amount of good he gave to PBS.
Right, but it's still
it's a tipping
both of
scale.
Those things are true. Both of those okay. things are still true. If you have yeah. things on the left side and the right side of the scale, there's still things on both sides. And I'm Jeffrey, not specifying which one weighs more or by how much.
$889 million to the Trump campaign in 2016.
Wait, is that out of the billion? God, that's most of the money. Fuck everything I just said.
I don't think he, you know what though? I don't think it was all their money. I think this is, it's here, I'll show you really quick. It says, oh shit, where did it go? It moved when I clicked on it. Where's the Trump part? Here we go. All right, so a group associated with the Kochs announced plans to raise $889 million leading up to the 2016 elections.
Okay. After the Republican primary, they decided not to donate to Trump's campaign at all, instead focusing on the Congress and Senate races. Charles Koch criticized Trump's Muslim travel ban suggestions during the campaign and said it's possible that Hillary Clinton could be a better president, although strongly denied rumors that he would actually support Clinton. In 2018, the Kochs backed a multi-million dollar campaign organized by three pro-free trade political groups to oppose the Trump tariffs.
He didn't. He was going to raise money for Trump, but he didn't.
He was raising for the Republican Party.
Right.
And then Trump came in and was this fucking new radical.
So at least he had some kind of conscience there.
No conscience. He just knew that for his agenda, Hillary Clinton would probably be better. Because Trump, when he was running, might have been more left than Hillary was when she was running.
On some issues, but yeah. No, definitely not. I mean, like his xenophobia and stuff like that, that's definitely not left. But he did have a few issues that he was further left than Hillary. And a lot of that had to do with interfering in foreign politics.
Hillary was the sure bet to maintain status quo, where Trump was saying radical fucking things and shaking up the base because those were the people that he wanted to appeal to. And it won him the fucking election. Hillary was so status quo, people were tired of this fucking status quo. And you had the Bernie Bros on one side, you had the Tea Party on the other side. They wanted to meet up for a big old-fashioned fist-fuck orgy. And it never came into play because Bernie got pissed off. Or got pissed on, excuse me.
He didn't get pissed off. He endorsed her at the convention.
He got pissed on by the DNC. They fucking buried that motherfucker the entire way.
He still remained a member of it.
Because what are you going to do?
He pissed off too. Yeah,
Bernie was a lifelong Democrat.
No, he wasn't. He was an independent. He caucused with Democrats.
Lifelong progressive is what I meant to say.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't become a Democrat until he tried to run for president.
But he was a lifelong progressive, and he looked at Hillary as progress where Trump was backpedaling because of Trump's xenophobia and shit like that. So I could see why he supported Hillary even though they cunt-fucked his ass.
Passion for life. David liked to say that a combination of brilliant doctors, state-of-the-art medications, and his own stubbornness kept the cancer at bay. We can all be grateful that it did, because he was able to touch so many more lives as a result. David Koch was 79 years old.
It's the current year.
Yeah.
David Koch was 79 years old. His cunty older brother's 83.
I wanted to find a Fox News video where they talked about how wonderful he was.
We're counting down the moments until the Koch brothers cease to exist on Earth itself.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. All of you, like the stream. I command thee. Like the stream. Okay. Actually, I'm asking nicely. Please, guys, please like the stream. And also, make sure you're subscribed. If you plan on being a subscriber, double check, because YouTube will unsubscribe you without you doing it. So check that. And also, join our Discord. There's a link in the description. You can join our Discord and check out all of the new people that we've had recently. Maybe you were in it before and you just haven't used it in a long time, or you left. Now's the best time to come back. Lots more shit going on.
Yeah, it's do live. That shit.
Do that shit. All you have to do is click a fucking link. It's not even that hard.
Yeah, I see a bunch of them. You have to click get here. It's not even that many clicks to get there. Just fucking do it already.
Yeah, that's God what I'm damn. Saying.
525 of you out there. Just push the fucking button.
Silver Moon Gaming just joined. I just saw someone named Silver Moon Gaming.
Can we design an app that every time we go live, like, people sit on the app and it's like a game that they just click like buttons and subscribe buttons and shit to get through the game until they've liked and subscribed and joined everything for us each episode, double checking everything. I think that would be a great app. We'll call it like fucking Tetris 2000.
Tetris 2000?
We'll just call it that. Yeah. It's not really what it is. It's just like,
nothing about that is what it is, but that works, man. Yeah. It works.
So I guess there's some sort of dick measuring contest going on between the president of France and the president of Brazil over this wildfire shit.
Bill.
You know, when I think of two different countries, as far as like
dick measuring,
how much the dicks are probably being used, it's France and Brazil. Brazil is full of like top quality prostitutes with boob jobs and butt jobs. No, seriously, Brazil has a huge plastic surgery market. Very cheap, very prolific. And then France, it's known for their horny, stinking women that cover themselves in perfume because they have so much sex. So if it's a dick measuring contest between Brazil and France, this is probably the greatest battle of dicks.
Climate change is set to be front and center as world leaders gather in France for the annual
where it said desk, just because he said dick 14 times in a row right there.
G7 summit. French President Emmanuel Macron calls rainforest fires in Brazil's Amazon a, quote, international crisis that must be addressed. But the U.S. President Donald Trump is something of a wild card when it comes to that, and it's unclear what, if any, common ground there will be found.
Case in point, Brazilian wax versus the French kiss.
I don't want to hear about
just it. Just saying, man, just saying.
On key issues. Well, Jim Bitterman joins me now from the French coast on more on what
Jim
to expect or perhaps what not to expect from.
He's on the French coast, but he's a bitter man.
He's a bitter man.
How can you be a bitter man on the French coast?
Is he French?
No.
Then that's why he's bitter. He's looking in at the fucking party. He's an outsider.
The topic of the Amazon, I think, is almost certain now to come up. We have at least three of the leaders. Macron.
This guy has only won a dick measuring contest by measuring the innie. Area of the dick. His dick goes inward. Poor guy.
It goes by negative length?
Yes. He's sub-zero inches.
And Boris Johnson saying that it should be on the table for the leaders to discuss. Macron said,
well, I did win a dick measuring contest one time. My dick was three fingers deep.
Through a spokesman earlier, given the attitude of Brazil over the last weeks, the president can only conclude that President Bolsonaro lied to him at the Osaka G20 summit. That's pretty strong language to be coming from a president right on the eve of this gathering here. And basically
think,
what...
You think that strong language coming from a president? No, I don't know.
It's not. It's not at all. And people are pissed about the Amazon burning. Even though it's in Brazil, the entire world benefits from the Amazon thriving. So
reasonably important.
Yep. That Bolsonaro apparently promised during that Osaka summit was that they would do more.
It's not even just all the oxygen that people talk about too. I mean, there's been so many medicines that have been discovered in the Amazon. There's just so much to benefit from it thriving down there.
I saw a great suggestion today that Amazon here in Seattle should donate like a few billion to the Amazon.
I mean, donating money is great, but they need to put out the fucking fire, and you can't put out the fire with money.
What if they send the drones there with buckets of water?
Sure, sure. Like, you can pay to help put it out. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
Dude, I like this idea. Amazon just loads up all the drones into a boat. Right. They take them down the fucking coast there. They drop them all off and they just they could film the whole thing. They could do a super woke commercial about it and everybody would love it. It'd be great PR. Just like you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Make this big donation. It's only for good PR and good tax write offs for yourself. All right. Well, Bezos, get your shit together. Go put the fucking fire out and everybody will love you for a year. We'll leave you alone. You can keep mistreating your workers. Whatever the fuck you want to do. Go put the fire out. And then it'll be fine for a little while. Bezos, can you hear? I know you watch this show, Bezos.
Hi, I'm Jeff Bezos. We're sending $3 million worth of water-bearing drones down to the Amazon currently to put out the fires and give ourselves I don't fucking know what Bezos would do. We got to figure out a better plan, Ben. Bezos is going to do this.
His wife took half his fucking money. What's even going on?
She should go down there and save the Amazon.
I've seen Bezos' house before.
You've seen
You have to get in a boat to see it, and you have to go into the lake to see his house.
Are you creeping on Bezos?
No, there are fucking tours that go by his house on boats. There's creep every tours? Fucking day. You can see Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos' house. They're like, I would say Bill Gates lives like a 5-minute boat ride away from Jeff Bezos. They live really close to each other.
You know what? I got it. I fucking needed a moment to think about it. Bezos isn't going to do this shit. He's not going to save the Amazon. But we can use Bezos to save the Amazon. Everybody right now watching, I want you to retweet this message. Buy a gallon of water off Amazon and have it sent to the Amazon. And when it gets there, have the directions in the delivery to just dump it on the
fire.
Can't
they just use ocean water to put out a fire?
I suppose, but this is
someone answer this if you know. Is ocean water just as effective in putting out fires? No, people are saying no.
Water, so I would say yes, but would it fuck up the soil because of the
salt? People are saying the salt is bad, so.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so no, yeah, it's got to be fresh water. Damn.
Let's just send a gallon of water. We'll order on Amazon right now. We'll send, if we get 8 billion people to buy a gallon of water, we can have 8 billion gallons of water sent to the Amazon.
You are going to kill so many turtles with that amount of plastic.
I like turtles.
Maybe you're right.
Can we pool our money and buy some larger containers of water than 1 gallon at a fucking time?
Yeah, maybe we'll get 5-gallon tanks.
There we go. That'll cut it down just enough.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Wow. You know, for years I heard just about the
story.
What now?
They got Sam Elliott to do the story. Sometimes there's
I used to always hear about the deforestation, just people cutting down trees for wood and you know, to make paper, and people wanting to farm down there and stuff. But yeah, a fire just burning it all away. Damn, that's
sometimes you eat the bar. Sometimes the bar eats you.
All right, so we're gonna move into our next segment. We're gonna move into our next segment pretty soon here. One more reminder to everyone: like the stream. And please click the link to join the Discord. There's someone with a really cool profile picture named Dubong. They just joined the Discord. I'm going to bring up their profile picture. It's pretty cool. Here it is.
Cute. That's a Dugong Pokemon, but with a bong. It's a high Pokemon. Cute. Somebody named Acid Drop OC in the pleb chat says Earth equals crispy baldy. That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
So the Earth is turned into Tommy Sotomayor?
Mommy Sodomizer.
We're going to go back to a segment we haven't done in a while. Yeah,
it's about damn time.
Who thinks that's a good idea?
100% me. This is I love this guy.
At least she's laughing it off.
Yeah,
I feel like you're gonna get splinters in the feet trying to do some shit like that.
Maybe in the hoo ha.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh my god. Did he pull that gator out of the water?
I hope so.
Barehanded? Man, this is some
out of the water said, "Poke my beer."
You don't get more hillbilly than this right here.
Do you think he's going to get some sort of like disease from sharing the tooth mouth of an alligator to his own chug face?
What well, as it? You know, the tooth mouth of a gator does contain some various tooth mouth bacteria. So, I don't know. Can you get, what you call it there, leprosy from a gator? What do they carry that?
I know armadillos. He's going to get leprosy, yeah.
He's drinking Bud Light, listening to Sweet Home Alabama while boating through the bayou. Yeah. Or the Everglades. Yeah, it's the Everglades.
This guy has so much sex.
Something.
Hell yeah.
Boarding class, y'all.
Oh no.
Go, 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 go,
Oh my God.
Is that Jory LaForge in the background?
Oh shit, he broke a window on the back of the house. On the back of his duplex.
You don't give a fuck, it's his wedding morning.
Nope.
Oh damn! I was like, he didn't land too bad, and then the beer comes down and hits
him
in the back of the head.
That was a good try, though, Skeptical Jesus. Next time...
That does look like him!
Yeah, next time, I think you can pull it off. Try again, Skeptical Jesus. I love champagne fucking opening videos.
There's two angles of that?
Yeah, of course, because there's white girls on the porch.
Good thing no one was down there and got hit by it.
I'm glad she didn't cut her fucking hand off. Have you seen people do that when they try and open a bottle with a fucking sword?
Oh, no.
They cut their fucking fingers off and shit? It's so stupid, but it fucking happens. It's gross and icky. I don't want to see that on the show ever, by the way.
It didn't even break? Damn.
Oh, shit. I endorse that brand of champagne.
Is that Prosecco?
Yeah, it is Prosecco. Dude, you know that because I used to drink that shit. Dude, Billy even remembered what it was because I used to drink that shit all the time.
Ben love Prosecco.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the name of it right now, but yes, I know that label.
All right, cock knocker.
I like it when people fall down and do unintentional shit. This is just dumb. But at least we know he's not going to reproduce. So
reasonable.
Oh my God!
You guys are friends now.
Oh my God!
No, but are you ready?
Look at all that. Oh! That is bad. Oh my God! That is bad.
Ooh. Yeah.
That looked bad. Wait, he broke his nose, man.
No!
Trust fall.
What is this?
Always get paid first.
What is about to happen here?
Oh, this scares me.
Where's this projectile headed?
Yeah, this scares me.
He's using a push mower?
Yeah.
Another nose break.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Oh.
See, that wasn't a fail.
I was impressed, though. Is that a...
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh!
Wow.
Oh, my God!
Wrong window.
Oh,
she looks knocked dumb. They're saving the Amazon.
Ça va décrocher. Ça va retourner.
Oh! Was that out of a fire hydrant?
Yeah.
That stuff has insane pressure.
Video. What was that?
Fran Drescher. It was a crushing scene.
Oh. Oh. Hey, sailors.
Scoops ahoy.
Man, that sucks. To be in the Navy and have the dumbest looking uniform out of any of the armed forces.
I don't know. Like, they probably fuck each other a lot in those uniforms, right?
Looking like Gene Kelly.
Your word's not
shit.
Mine.
I mean, this guy's out on his feet.
Oh, damn.
Go!
That guy got wrecked.
Should not have gone low on the big guy.
Steep hill, so you know this is going to be messed up.
Oh, this is a domino effect.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Why'd he keep going?
You guys.
Oh my god. Is that the Undertaker in the background?
Oh, he's got it.
Why not use both hands?
Put that anywhere, pal.
You really want to fucking do this shit, dude?
Oh, no.
He's bleeding.
That's 7 years bad luck.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Is it puking?
Excuse me, gentlemen. Yes.
Oh, well, nice shot.
No.
Is he going to pick up the split?
No. Disgusting.
Oh, that's disgusting. Amazing. All the way from the back.
Disgusting.
Nice. That is impressive.
Fuck you.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Okay. Someone's getting dropped on their head.
Oh. Alabama Slammer.
Oh.
That looked like a pro wrestling
Alabama
move.
Alabama Slam.
Yeah. Wow. Fuck.
Oh, he gave him that Bob Holly. Oh, man. That was that whack sound.
Yeah, the head to the fucking floor like that. Mm-hmm. Concussion.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to read some of those Streamlabs, Young Bill Fridge.
Young Bill Fridge.
Read them slabs.
So, I'm going to go back and read the big ones that came in. Antonovich, again, bought some shirts. Hopefully they come to you this time. That's crazy that they didn't come
last
time.
Yeah, that's weird.
I have seen a lot of people get their shirts, so I know that the thing works. PT Ham with that welcome back Antonovich, yes. We have Puppet Master Ben, who said he uses Magneto powers to make a meteor hit the dinosaurs. He also used his power to conceive G-Time to kick his dog and all sorts of other shit. Fucking flood the Chipotle toilet. That fucks with me, Ben. That messes with me. We have Gribey? What the fuck?
The Gribey?
What the fuck do I always come here at 3 a.m. drunk as fuck and give you guys money? Thanks for the great show from Sweden. Billy is 6'2". Thank God Coke is dead. It was spelled Kosh. I'm like, Oshkosh? Bagosh is dead? Daniel Carlson says, America does act like they are the mommies of the world and interact with conflicts as much as they can. I can understand that Muslims fucking hate America. I mean, I can understand why Americans would hate America. I can understand why anybody would hate America, but I also understand why we love America. Britney Spears. Davis Huffman said his uncle is Cenk. He won't be fired. Maybe an off-camera job.
Yeah.
Speaking about Hassan.
Yeah.
Lord and Lady Articus. Lord and Lady Articus gave the 666 Satan's number. Our 7-year-old son is super biased against bald people. He has an irrational hatred of them for some reason. We tell him he will go bald if he keeps being an asshole.
Damn.
It's better than getting attacked by a bear, though. Drake Timbershift said, this is my net worth, and he gave us his entire net worth. Thank you, Drake. And fill all of our holes. Says, can't stay and watch. Got to go play some Magic the Gathering. Hell yeah. Have a great night. Billy is clearly 6'3". He doesn't look a day over 33. Aw, that's so factual of you to say. And I think that's itty bitty all the fucking king's horses, all the king's men. All
right, that's good for now.
Yeah.
And we're getting really close to our goal. Tomorrow's the bonus show.
Yeah, we're doing a back to back to back.
Yeah.
We're doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Because I had to go catch fish.
And you caught a ton of fish.
Hell yeah. Everybody on the boat caught their limit. 2 salmon and 7 rockfish for every, 20 people on the boat. 20 people on the boat. So we had a lot of fish.
They were, hours out into the ocean.
Yeah, charter boat. When we came back, all these people were hella jealous on the other boats because our boat was the king boat that knew their shit. And everybody else was like, how'd you get so many good looking fish?
Yeah, you did have a ton of fish.
We're like, because we picked the right boat, bitch. We picked the right. Eat any of that fish? Oh, hell yeah, I ate some of that fish. I didn't let anybody sell it.
All right, now you guys can ask Billy.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Cigarettes are simple, and thanks to MyBlue, vaping can be too. MyBlue Intense Liquid Pods are satisfyingly smooth. With easy-to-use pre-filled liquid pods and a 20-minute charge, MyBlue lets you vape all day. Just click it in and go. Plus, MyBlue has the widest selection of flavors. Mint Sensation has a fresh peppermint flavor with the subtle undertones of spearmint. Honeymoon has a rich honey flavor with light exhales of creamy milk. Neon Dream has fruity and creamy blend to light up your senses. There's so many other flavors to check out, so find MyBlue in a store near you or order online myblue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and up.
All about his fishing trip. Before we move on to the next segment,
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
So if you are a patron, you can be in the fan chat that's right here on the screen.
Fan chat.
And we'll answer as many questions as we can within the next few minutes. I'm going to set a timer.
Billy, do you like Eminem? Yeah, I like Eminem. When I was in high school, I would listen to him quite a bit. The Slim Shady LP. Bump the fuck out of it.
Yeah, that was dope. That was the hot fire when it came out, man, for sure.
Does Billy have a panda fetish? No, but I wouldn't mind banging the girl at Panda Express. Billy, did you hear they're bringing Moon Knight and She-Hulk to the MCU? They're also going to bring Miss Marvel, right? I did hear that. I like She-Hulk.
Yeah, the last time we saw She-Hulk in film was when China did her porno as She-Hulk.
Yeah. Would you eat a fish that was tossed in an ass? It depends on what ass and what type of fish. I probably wouldn't eat a carp out of a fat man's ass, but if it was a nice swordfish out of a Alexis Texas's ass.
Do we know who's playing She-Hulk?
No, not yet. Okay. They just announced that they are going to go with the show, I believe, for Disney Plus.
They're going to probably Ronda Rousey.
Did Billy catch a bream bigger than yourself? I don't know what a bream is. Is that a fish? I didn't though. I didn't measure the salmon I caught, but they were probably like 20 pounds, 15, 20 pounds. Wait, what? A She-Hulk porno? Where? I think China played She-Hulk in like the Avengers porn.
Yeah, something like that.
Ronda Rousey.
Through the day that I watched part of that China and Xbox porno.
Oh, no. God.
I wish I could scrub that part of my brain clean.
With China's little popcorn shrimp clit?
Stop. Bro. Bro, I saw that prawn pop up from the cocktail.
Stop! Don't ruin food for me.
Billy, could you convince Ben to join the John Cena fan club? Ben might join Reddit's r/John Cena because it's all pictures of potato salad, but I don't know if Ben loves all potato salad. I just know he likes the potato salad at the Korean barbecue.
I want John Cena to do what he should do and turn heel. Like, do a legit heel run, and I'll buy his merch. I'll go see it live. I want him to win the title. I want him to win the title and beat Ric Flair's record as heel John Cena.
If he can pull a Hollywood Chuck Hogan and totally fucking brown, man, I'd be into it. I'd be into it.
Violet Stoolbutter just asked if you've ever seen a life-size map. That's something I never thought about. Like, it would just be like a picture of whatever area you were looking at, right? Like, if I took a picture of the ground and printed it out.
Life size. Life size is, we're in it. It's the planet. Well, it's the life size.
If I print it out to scale.
It's a life size globe then, not a map. Are you a flat earther, Violet? Because only in a flat earth would there be a life size map.
Is the
Otherwise,
Earth?
We have a life-size globe, not a map. Is the Maps Earth are flat, 2D.
Is the Earth a life-size globe? Does it work like that?
Globe on the desk. I'm a no-worther. Space turtle. We don't know.
Did Gasly die from watching the China porno?
not an impossible theory, sir.
All right, 30 seconds. Fire away with your questions.
Map implies that it explains the terrain. Okay. Okay. Is Billy a Holocaust denier? No, not at all. But I don't think that really is something that many sane people deny anyways. Right.
Yeah, being a Holocaust denier is kind of like being a flat earther. Like, you're just ignoring mounds of actual evidence to the contrary, and you still are stubborn and believe something that's clearly bullshit.
Pizza or burgers?
But the earth is flat, though, man, so sure. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Do you like pizza or burgers better?
Do you think we'd get this
pizza or burgers better? Burgers.
Yeah, I think burgers are better.
Yes.
Pizza's great. Burgers are great. But I can't eat fucking crust, and I can't eat burgers if I don't have a bun. Would you rather eat chocolate-flavored shit or shit-flavored chocolate? Probably chocolate-flavored shit,
right? I think
someone's
asked that before. Yeah. All right, we're going into the next segment. We might do Q&A later. Thanks for rattling off those amazing questions. Get your feet away from that dog, G-Time Johnny. G-Man to the rescue!
Yeah, save our sweet pupper boy.
Oh, God.
Crazy people.
Bleah. Bleah. All right, what's this first one? There's some weirdness here. Look, should I play a video that'll trigger you?
Sure.
Hello.
It's not this one.
Polio the actor in. Pleased to be with you once again.
A little bit.
And I have something that's lots of fun for us right here, right now. I was cracking myself up when I read through this. I thought it was so hilarious.
Is he Australian?
And I thought, well, I have to share that with
Autism Powers?
Yes.
I kind of want to see this guy and him fight.
Human and galactic family that's all out there in the digital world listening to this. So, it's called Out of the Mouths of Children, okay? And there's 8 inserts here. Okay, so let's start with the first one. Let's get stuck right into it.
Yeah, you know what? When your hairline gets to that point, it's time to give it up and give up the rest of it.
Hogan never did that.
Yeah, he just kept wearing the bandana.
Yeah.
So this is what kids say. You're going to love it. 3-year-old Reese, our father who does art in heaven, Harold is his name. Amen.
Oh, God.
They say a 3-year-old wrote that? That's things that didn't happen. We're going to file that under things that just fucking didn't happen.
Are you sure? Because it just sounds like a 3-year-old mispronounced a Bible verse.
But the mispronunciation is too specific and it's too intentional. It's too obviously intentional. A kid that's 3 is not going to use Harold as a homonym for hallowed, unless someone in his immediate family's name is Harold, I would think.
Unless 3 he had a speech impediment.
Harold's not a popular name.
He could have had a speech impediment and his dumbass dad heard it wrong because his dad's a dumbass.
Sound like I said Harold. Okay, that's funny.
That's definitely possible.
Yeah, this guy is a creeper. I'm not entirely sold that he was searching for things that kids say and that he was just searching for kids.
Second one.
Theory.
A little boy was overheard praying, Lord, if you can't make me a better boy, don't worry about it. I'm having a real good time like I am.
What the fuck is going on?
Why, but just using like God and boy and good time in the same sentence and then laughing like that was very disturbing to me for some reason. Or maybe it's the golden tetrahedron. I don't know what the fuck it is, but that was a really creepy 15 fucking seconds, man.
Forget Autism Powers. Is there a chance that on the other side of those trees, G-Time Johnny just got done kicking a dog and he wants to fight and these guys will meet up and fight to the fucking death? Is there a possibility?
I would say based on this guy's accent, it's not likely that they're in the same woods near each other.
He's in a deathmatch outfit.
Yeah.
If you ever remember being a boy, back when you were younger, you can relate to that.
What the fuck are you even talking about? Relate to what? What did you even say?
If you ever remember being a little boy, you could relate to that. Oh.
The third one. After the christening of his baby brother in church, Jason sobbed all the way home.
So he can bitch about Spider-Man. I paid $200 tonight to my situation. Also, I think people would find it enjoyable.
You can't even bitch about Spider-Man right now because the newest news is that Marvel and Sony might have worked out a deal.
Where even is Egghead? I mean, we'll talk to him later.
We can find him. Car.
His father asked him three times what was wrong. Finally, the boy replied, "That preacher said he wanted us brought up in a Christian home, and I wanted to stay with you guys."
You think the chances are that Epstein had a painting of this guy in that dress hung up in his house somewhere?
This motherfucker might have painted it.
He might be the fucking painter.
You know what the worst thing about this is like these little boy Christian jokes are people actually like these enough to share them on the internet. Like this guy didn't invent these. He printed this shit out and is reading it and giggling on a YouTube video for it. Like other people collaborated to make this bullshit exist.
He looks like a villain from Flash Gordon or something like that.
He's like
the way he's dressed.
Yeah.
He was a cleric in Buckaroo Banzai.
Number four. One particular computer mad 4-year-old prayed, "And forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive..."
Trash baskets? Did he say trash baskets?
Trash baskets.
Forgive us our trash baskets. What? Hold on.
"And forgive us our trash baskets as..."
Forgive us our trash baskets! What the fuck happened with that?
Trash baskets. It puts the lotion on the skin when I lower the trash basket down to get the hose again.
"We forgive those who put trash in our baskets."
This is Juggalo Jill, Buffalo Bill's weird cousin from Australia.
Number five. "As they were on the way to church service, a Sunday school teacher asked her children..."
Ventwilla twist.
"And why is it necessary to be quiet in church?" One bright little girl replied, "Because people are sleeping."
Okay. What?
No. People are sleeping.
I'm starting to wonder what they normally use this little clearing in the woods for. You know what I mean?
There's that's a sacrificial pyramid altar for fucking sacrifice.
I think so, because in the middle of tetrahedron, there's something that's got legs. You can see like table legs or something behind them. Are they like slicing little boys' buttholes open on that altar to fucking try to appease their demon Epstein so that in his 1,000-year reign after he dies, they'll be forgiven for their sins of fucking fully grown adults and following the law? We don't know. All I know is that his man teats there are not saving him from the hell that awaits after banging that many kids. I mean, God said it 2,500 years ago, and even though he's canceled and he's not allowed to be on the record anymore, the truth still stands. Look, the whale said it, and it was correct then, and it's correct now. God bless America.
We don't know this guy bangs little kids, but we do know he tells terrible jokes about little kids. All right, let's focus on that. It's bad enough. These jokes are bad enough. We don't have to invent some world where I don't know if we're inventing it. I think we're discovering it, sadly. But we shouldn't focus on that. Just focus on these terrible shit jokes and pray that that altar was not used to sacrifice a young boy after Midsommar or whatever the fuck this guy's doing. This guy does have a Chris Chan vibe.
"And this was a Sunday school teacher asking her own daughter, or actually, no, it was a girl that replied to the actual preacher." She obviously can't keep him awake in her parish.
I wonder what this guy's IQ is.
Number six. A mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin 5.
You, Billy. It may stay in dev for 5 years since I have real projects to work on, but it's in progress. This guy is distracting, though.
Well, keep working on it. If you have to wait till the show's over to finish it, you got 5 years, I guess, of development ahead of you. I expect $20 donations throughout those 5 years to keep us updated on the progress. Thank you very much.
Ryan 3. The boys began to argue over who would get the first pancake. Their mother saw the opportunity for a moral lesson.
A moral lesson?
If Jesus were sitting here, he would say, let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait. Quick thinking, Kevin turned to his younger brother and said, Ryan, you be Jesus.
All right, I'm done with him. I can't handle him anymore.
Well, if Jesus was here, he'd turn the pancakes into fucking testicle bread. We'd all eat testicle loaf. Hi, hi, hi.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream if you haven't already. Like the stream.
It's kind of like one of the hot fucking Christian jokes going around right now or whatever. Like, you know, I do some church parody cartoons as well, and I watch some Joel Osteen source material in order to do research on those. And he literally just used that same joke a few weeks ago.
Really?
I don't think it was pancakes, but it was the same setup. You know, the mom's cooking something and says, God would have said, let my brother have the first one. And so then the kid says, all right, you be God or you be Jesus or whatever. You know what I mean? Same joke. Motherfuckers. Is there some, Christian fortune cookie factory situation where they write the hot new Christian jokes and they get them out there to televangelists and diddlers?
Which aren't necessarily, you know, different from each other. They could be one and the same.
There's some overlap. There's some Venn diagram overlap there.
The diddlevangelists.
The diddlervangelists. Oh, shit. That's a good name for a band.
Banned from the playground.
Yeah.
Icky. This guy needs to tear down his fucking pyramid, though. This pyramid is up to no good. We know that to be a fact.
Yeah, let's get rid of him.
There's not one good thing this pyramid's ever done. It's all evil. Most pyramids are evil.
Did you ever watch Copper Cab?
Yeah, that's my buddy.
Yeah, we've had him on before.
Yeah.
That was a disaster.
He used to go on Battle Cam back in the day.
Yeah. He went to Venice.
Oh, yeah?
In Italy.
Oh, okay.
Look at this.
Hey, Mimma Venice. It all starts now, okay?
Are you filming?
I'm filming. Hi. Hello.
I'm almost positive he's like the most out of place person currently in Venice when this is being filmed. I bet you tourists took photos of him.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like his Tony the Tiger cosplay.
Oh, do you know if they have Uber here?
I think so.
They wouldn't have Uber in Venice. There's no roads.
yeah, it would be something Uber boats, some kind of something there.
They have Uber? Wow. I don't think they have Uber. There's no roads.
Everyone's so fucking judgmental.
There's no roads here, man.
Well, there's no roads!
Exactly. We have water.
We're in the water surrounded by assholes!
Not everybody. It's fine.
Hello? Ciao.
See,
ciao.
This is why I want to take you to Europe. Why?
So I can be him?
I mean, kind of. In your own way, not exactly like
if I go to Europe, all the European women are going to fall in love with me. It's going to be so rough on me.
We'll see. Maybe.
Say hello, yeah?
I think so. I don't know. I thought it meant... Okay, I thought it was a food. Okay. Look at how beautiful...
So is he acting?
Oh, no, yeah, Ben. For sure.
Of course look not. Around you. Look at how beautiful these buildings are.
They look like they're falling apart, man.
They're pretty old, you know? In your country, you don't really have things like this.
I mean, look where we are. We're in the fucking water.
We are in the water. They don't have roads.
If I fall in, I'm going to die.
You probably would.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's gross, stinky water, too.
Sink.
I bet it's bad.
it smells really bad around. Like, the water doesn't smell too good. And Venice is also prone to flooding. Like, if it rains a lot, like, these giant puddles will start forming everywhere.
But luckily, gingers are more resilient to disease.
Oh, very nice of you.
Not the sun. Look, not look skin behind cancer. You.
Look at all of these bridges.
Do they
look
have McDonald's here? McDonald's? Walmart?
No Walmart.
Can't find any. You know, I can't find anything that I need here.
You can.
We brought Paul, I bring two fucking pairs of underwear, and I have no. I can't find a Walmart to buy underwear.
They don't.
I bet you if he found a store that sold underwear, they wouldn't fit his body. He doesn't have a European
that
body.
That boatman back there looks pretty fucking Western sized.
Okay.
No. These gondolas, they're always about this size. They're made for multiple people to ride in them. I don't know. You know what? Let's see what happens. If it's just him riding in the boat,
Look how long this is.
Oh my God.
It's very long. He falls in, doesn't he?
I hope not.
I think he falls in.
If he falls in, dude, he should not fall in. Oh, he did. Dude, that is so gross, dude. That shit is so gross to fall into. What a horrible idea.
Help me, please.
You get
help
him.
Help me, please. Help me, please.
We got to see him fall in, right? We got to see what caused him to fall in.
Okay, fine.
He's up there. I think he's following. He's hunting you down.
You think you're funny?
This is mostly stagnant water with algae in it. It's gross.
Wow.
I'll get him. Is he walking over here?
No, I don't think so.
Wasn't he in water on this show when he was a guest?
You mean she?
Is this it?
She, excuse me.
We're getting out. We're leaving. Getting off? We get off.
Finish. Wait.
Yeah.
I'll get off first, all right?
Whatever, yeah, sure.
But you weigh more. Like, if you get off, it's going to just tip over.
Whatever.
Stay still.
I'm staying still.
Stay still. Flipping heck, dude. Stay.
Oh, stay my still. God.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think,
Yeah.
No kidding.
Okay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You okay? I'll get off first, man.
Yeah.
Let's sit down.
See, I know you like to talk to random people that you don't know, and that's part of the reason why going to Europe and filming parts of it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
It's okay. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Stay still. Stay where you are. I'm gonna get off first.
Okay. Oh, dude, he's
this.
They don't film the moment he falls in. See? That's how you know he did it on purpose. I'll tell you what, that's some dedication to your videos to fall in that shit. That is some gross water.
Help me!
Yeah, so whatever, fuck that. But whatever, good on you, Copper Cab, for falling in the water, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's balls to do that for sure.
What's this? Arizona Coyotes fan goes in and rips apart Mayor Jerry... I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Gergich.
Oh, did you know yesterday was declared Lane Staley Day in Seattle?
Really?
Lane Staley, the singer from Alice in Chains? They dedicated a day to him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Hi, my name's Rhonda Pearson. I reside in North Phoenix, and mainly this is directed at you, Mayor Wires. I'm curious because I go to all Coyotes games because I've been a season ticket holder for several years now. Full season, not a half season, not a partial season, full season. I've seen you at so many games, a number of times sporting a jersey that looks just like this one with Mayor on the back and the number one on the back. How much did you pay for your jersey? How much did you pay for your tickets for those games? Because I know I paid a hell of a lot more than you did. I support this team. You don't. You don't show up to games and pay for your tickets. None of you do. Why were you at the Super Bowl? Because you didn't buy a ticket. Someone gave you tickets.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, powerful people get handouts all the fucking time. People who don't need to worry about paying for shit get shit free all the time. Unfortunately, that's how the world works. I don't like it either, but what can you do?
What happened to all the events that comes with the Super Bowl? The NFL moved them to Scottsdale because of you. Look at all these people who showed up supporting this team last minute. I haul butt down the road. Please don't give me a speeding ticket, officer. I haul butt to get here so I can speak my mind. Because I support this team. It's you that doesn't support any sport in this city. Ooh. Not football and certainly not hockey.
Ooh.
What you're doing is childish.
She's about to cry.
It's pathetic and it's just disrespectful to the citizens who voted you in office.
A lot of these that we play are people trolling. But this one is legit. She's really mad about...
She's a real fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And for all of us that spent...
I'm a real fan!
I'm a real fan.
I'll kick your ass if you come in here, boy.
I like the McCrib girl better, even though she was a total troll. When she complained about the McCrib not being...
So much time and energy supporting this team when you never did.
Ladies and gentlemen... Thank you.
As I'm sure you are, a big fan of the, what was it, like the Cougars? Was it the Cougar?
The
Cougars?
Coyotes.
With the Coyotes, yes. A big fan of the Coyotes, I assure you.
Have you seen Mobility Mary?
No. I just watched some of those on my show last weekend, dude. That shit's hilarious.
I need to know.
All right.
Oh,
so...
you must know. The ghost of Mobility Mary?
She's on a mobility scooter.
Love it.
405? 405, so that's somewhere on the West Coast, right?
It might be L.A.
I don't see any palm trees.
California, huh. I think.
Do you think this is in our 405 area?
Well, it's definitely the same, you know, interstate, but it could be anywhere.
Well, the 405.
I have to wait.
Yeah, 405 runs north and south, so it'd be like anywhere north and south in this part of the country.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, lady. You're gonna die.
No one's gonna let me cross.
Oh, she's in LA. Okay.
Car's coming.
She wait. Now's the time to go. God damn, woman.
Mary gets attacked by ferocious man.
Can you make the. Oh, is that your dog not on a leash?
That's a little dog. That's not on a
leash. Oh,
it's
no.
Not okay. It's against the law.
Where's G-Time Johnny when I need him?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Kill
they
her.
They bite me.
Kill
they jump
her.
On
Eat
me.
Her
they
ass.
Scratch me.
Eat her ass.
I'm covered with scars from dogs.
Okay, I'm going to scratch you. Just calm down.
Just follow the law. It's
follow
a leash
national
law.
Okay.
It's
and a great leash. Halloween.
It's a
You're
leash.
You're a lovely,
thing.
Lovely person.
It's a leash law. It's
she
illegal to do
bless
this,
your heart.
Ma'am.
It's a leash law. Oh my god. She's got way too much speed on that little fucker. Is she live streaming or just recording?
I think just recording.
I hope she's all day on Twitch, man. That would be best.
Excuse me, ma'am? Hello? Would you mind going to the side? Please go to the side.
She's like, fuck you.
Fuck off, Mobility Mary. I want to go toe-to-toe with Mobility Mary. I want her to come run up on me, and then, like, I kick her fucking ass, right?
Bro, I just give her the old three-point stance, hit her right in the basket, and flip them shits over.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could do a lot of damage to Mobility Mary. I don't think she... No matter how fast she came at me, if she nipped at my fucking heels, I'd plant my feet, and that motherfucking cart would do barrel rolls backwards.
Do a barrel
sure.
roll!
Pretty sure. Pretty sure me versus Mobility Mary.
Ma'am, please go to the side. I can't go around. Ma'am! Oh my god. This is what I get.
Yes, it is. It is what you get. It is exactly what you get. Don't you walk away from me when I'm fake mad.
Ma'am, I can't go around you. Please.
Huh?
This lady refuses to let me go past her. But she won't let me. I can't. But it's not going to do me any good. Oh my God. I can't go on the street on the street. I can't walk. And she won't let me go past her.
Have a good day. Sorry.
Huh? Sorry, your problem.
She gave me the finger.
Get out of the street.
Hey, I bet you Mobility Mary is a nugget eating cunt. She's a chicken nugget eating cunt. I guarantee it.
Why do you say that?
Oh, you know she goes to McDonald's, gets a fucking 10 piece, then complains it's not a 20 piece.
Oh, okay. I know what you mean now.
Oh, yeah. Fucking.
I ordered a 20 piece. No, you have a receipt here. It says 10. I said 20. You rang it up wrong. And I want all the fucking honey mustard dipping sauce. I want 5 packets of honey mustard. Who eats fucking honey mustard? Mobility fucking Mary.
I like honey mustard.
Not with nuggets, though.
Excuse me.
Tendies.
Sir, this lady won't let me go.
Okay, he's not going to help you. He's not the sidewalk police.
What if he does become the sidewalk police and just takes that woman down and his dog fights the other dog?
She won't just move over for a minute.
Just start punching the fuck out of people walking their dogs so Mobility Mary can get around. Right. But dude, I would loathe to live on her block. You know what I mean? Like, if you're on a one lane, if you're on a little 2-lane road or whatever in a car and the person in front of you is going slow, you're going to go slow. That's it, man. You just have to wait. So
yeah, I mean, it's not like this woman is stalling in the road. Like,
she's walking at a good pace.
Yeah. Mobility Mary's just being a fucking twat.
Yeah, because her shit goes way faster than most people could run at a good pace. So she's just mad that she can't go as fast as her thing.
She's twatting around.
She won't let me go faster.
Well, then go slower, you dumb bitch. Cross over, you fucking haggard old cunt. You know what? I'm going to get irrationally angry with Mobility Mary. I know it.
I love that. Let your hate flow. Let the hate flow.
She's like, to me, Mobility Mary is like what Brett Keane was to you. I fucking hate her,
dude. I don't
know.
I wouldn't go that far.
I fucking hate her, dude. I fucking hate her.
That lady's like, look, my dog could jump right over you. We could get out of your way, no problem. I'm not doing it on fucking principle.
Yep. I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, look,
I would be equally petty and not get out of the way.
Hell yeah, I would. Hell, you know what I would do? I would stay right in front of her and I would like force out farts so I'm crop dusting her behind me the entire way. I'd just leak stink all over her.
What is wrong with you? Just let me go past you.
The dog's like, let her go. Let her go. I'm tired of her chasing.
Yeah.
Her cart's fucking scaring me.
They're speeding it up. Look how long this has been going on.
Mobility Mary did that edit, or does she have an editor?
I think someone got
her. This is someone editing her videos.
I love that Mobility
Mary. I don't think she has a channel or anything.
How did they get her videos?
I mean, I found a bunch of them on a channel called The Ghost of Mobility Mary. I don't know if it's for sure. Hers, but there's a ton of these on there.
This is what, like, if anybody knows about the history of Mobility Mary, you've seen her videos, you know her house was 3 blocks backwards. She's now just chasing this woman down to try and get her to move. Like, she passed her house 3 blocks ago. Mobility Mary is a fucking psycho stalking cunt.
It's true. I saw the one in the Burger King drive-thru where she thought it was finna be fucking Humpty and it turned out to be broke-ass LeBron James. And she was very upset, dude. Oh my. That one and the Whole Foods one.
Oh, now she's gonna get all the way up on her.
Now's your chance to pass. Now's your chance to pass, Double M.
Now's your chance, man. Run.
I can't get close to your dog.
You're
nuts, man. I bet you.
And you're going on YouTube. I need to go all the way up to Whole Foods.
You had a chance to pass, you dumbass.
I've been bitten several times.
She's wearing
Please, move to the side for a moment and let me pass.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That was great. What the fuck?
You're going on YouTube, lady.
Going on YouTube.
You're sick.
She's walking in a straight line. You sick individual.
Where's a policeman when I need one?
Actually doing their job fighting real crimes.
Yeah. Not dealing with a crippled gang stalker bitch.
Yeah, like, how often do you see the police enforcing the sidewalk traffic? Never.
You ever gotten a jaywalking ticket? I doubt it.
I have.
You would.
I got one while playing Pokemon Go, and I took it to court, and I I fought the law, and I won. The judge was so mad that I won. They're like, Mr. Barry, don't do it again.
It's like, fuck it, let him go.
Pokemon Go has turned Billy the Fridge into a criminal. Not only does he jaywalk when he plays it, but he also drives. He's caused known accidents while playing Pokemon Go.
After my Gammy Num Nums passed away, I took her mobility scooter and I rode it around playing Pokemon Go. And the motherfucker broke down up a hill from my house, and I had to push the dumb son of a bitch back to the house. It was so embarrassing.
There you have it.
Sidewalk, wasn't she just bitching and moaning that she couldn't be in the street?
Of course she was. She's fucking dumb. Like, I used to ride my grandma's mobility scooter all throughout the streets. I give a fuck. We have bumpy sidewalks. She should take it to the Taco Bell drive-thru.
She's in the bike lane.
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
She's in the bike lane. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
She going to Taco Bell?
She's going through the fucking drive-thru, isn't she?
Oh no.
She's fucking doing it.
The black SUV broke ass LeBron James.
Called it.
Excuse me, sir.
No.
Sir, hello?
No.
You almost hit me. You made a totally illegal move.
Oh.
Get away from me. Man, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
I love this.
Almost in life, I did not hit you.
Yeah.
It's one of the Lakers.
James Worthy.
I said you almost
There's
hit
no
me.
Almost
you made
life.
An elite.
Get the fuck off the street.
There's no
me.
Almost in life. I love this guy. He's my hero.
It is kind of true.
Thank God.
You're in the street. It's not a car. That's not a car.
It's a disability mobility.
So go away. I did not
tags,
hit you.
You can't drive
I'm
the
with
street,
my kids
man.
Here. Go away.
I love it.
I have my two little boys here.
Oh, do you? You? And they're alive. You almost killed me.
You're not Donald Trump. Go away. I did not hit you.
Why do you say Donald Trump?
Is she wearing
Trump?
A MAGA shirt or hat?
Is she?
She probably
do
is.
Do we know what she looks like?
She probably looks
I,
like.
I have not seen her. I'd love to know what she looks like.
She probably looks like Donald Trump. He probably thought this was Donald Trump.
You should get out the street with that thing that you're riding. You're in the street.
Oh my God.
She's such a thunder cunt.
Well, this is cool. I can't do anything.
Because there's like a homeless encampment in this tunnel.
Oh, I love it.
So now she can't get past.
The other side.
I love it.
Two blind turns. She'll just have to live there. This is your life now, Mobility Mary. You're one of these people. You're stuck under this bridge.
I can't go anywhere. Oh, no. Now I have to turn around on this narrow thing.
Come on, Mary. Come on, Mary. Oh. Make the jump for it. Make the jump, Mary. Vin Diesel would do it. Vin Diesel would fuck this corner up. Do it, Mary.
Shit, dude. I love this. This is so great. Oh my god.
Yes. Yes.
Go over the ledge. Oh my god.
Why'd you go down that far when you saw that there was shit blocking you? Why'd you wait till you got all the way up to it to be like, oh no, I can't turn around now?
Because she's one of those people that actually gets like her endorphins released when she's in misery, right? There's people who are perpetually miserable because it makes them feel like the victim, and they actually feel better about themselves because they have a reason to
and
feel
she
miserable.
Films everything so yeah. Everyone can see. Yeah. You're right.
It's excuse fucking to not try any harder. It's easy to have no expectations. It's easy to be a piece of shit. You know what I mean? If you're the victim and everything goes wrong no matter what you do, have no high expectations for yourself and neither does anybody else, life's easy.
It's
and
not even
more
it's,
comfortable for people than trying.
It's
you know?
It's not even about she's trying to be miserable because she gets that reaction out of herself when she's miserable that her misery has reason. It's fucking sick. People are like this all the time. There's somebody who will stub their fucking toe on the same rock every day of the fucking week when they go for their morning walk. And they wake up to go on their morning walk to walk into that fucking rock and then complain about it.
And then they'll step on the rake that comes up and hits them in the face.
Yeah.
That's like a nice, like, it's like a classic Three Stooges type gag. Oh, yeah, you're just going to have to back up. Just back up straight, dumbass. It's not really that insane.
With traffic and shit.
Just back up. Go straight.
Boom, boom.
Oh, God.
Fuck yeah. I'm in for it, man. Almost isn't good enough.
Aw.
Come on. Give me the juice. Excellent. Excellent.
Why is she wheeling around at night, too?
Because she doesn't give a fuck
I
about
mean, you gotta,
anything.
I mean, it's
11:30.
It sucks to be disabled, but you have to be practical about it. If it's dark, you need something to be seen more easily than this.
She probably has a reflective MAGA hat on.
$1 billion idea.
Ooh!
Oh, my God!
Pretty
sidewalk! Oh my God!
That car seemed like.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry.
If you killed me, it isn't gonna make any difference.
No, I didn't. Is she drunk? Does she drink?
Probably.
She sounds drunk.
She's got a definite slur to her voice.
Sorry, you are.
The car was about to hit me too, I'm so sorry.
Well, better it hits me than hits you.
No,
yes. Go away.
Yes. The amount of damage done to old ass Mary and her scooter would be far less than that young, vibrant woman whose life is ahead of her that can actually walk.
Oh, I think I missed it.
Out there somehow. Don't even chance it. Just skate the fuck on. Fuck yeah. It. Go out into traffic. It's safer.
Roll away, bro. Roll away. She's just waiting for him to do something so she can complain.
Sir! Your ankle socks are below your shoe line. It looks like you're not wearing socks.
This is gonna take forever.
This is gonna take forever. Woe is me. Woe is me.
What the fuck? Why doesn't she get closer so she has more time?
Yeah, she's safe. Uh-oh.
Enter a new challenger.
Sorry.
Aw, she apologized for being in his way. Just when I thought Mobility Mary had no heart.
Well, it's kind of uneventful at this point.
Yeah.
It's...
Excuse me. I need to go up there, ma'am. I need to get out of the street.
Come out the street.
I can't until you move
ma'am,
out of...
Just come on and stop playing.
That's a handicap ramp.
Keep
I can't... I can't go over the curb.
Right there.
Oh, my God.
You're right there.
Run over a foot,
you
Mary.
You can't move another couple of inches.
Run over her foot, Mary. Be a fucking boss. Run over her fucking foot.
I feel basically what just fucking bitch. Move, but
run
yeah,
over
I
her foot.
It.
I'm as much as I hate Mary.
I can't say I wouldn't be equally petty, dude.
As much as I hate Mary, if that woman's not gonna move a foot over to make her comfortable, run over her foot.
Wow.
Foot for a
yeah.
foot.
You're Team Mary now.
No, I'm not Team Mary, but
you
I,
are Team Mary.
This is the law of the street, man. She gave her fair warning that she couldn't come through. If your entitlement is going to go up against her entitlement, I'm entitled to this corner. Okay, you're not going to trust the old dumb fucking disabled woman not to run over your foot? That's your fault. You want to stand your ground right now against some old twat in a fucking mobility scooter? That's on you. Run her ass over, Mary. Run her ass over. Thank you for letting us watch.
All right.
She's my new favorite fucking human being.
There's a lot more out there, too.
And
so
we'll probably
watch her next time.
Oh, yeah. Sorry if anybody didn't like that segment, but it gave me excitement for life.
I should talk about a few things. Few promos right quick. Please like the stream. Liking the stream brings more people here. It just does. I've seen it happen.
It's true.
So the more of you that actually like the stream, that like it, it helps us out. So please do that. Please make sure you're subscribed. There's a double check. Doesn't hurt to double check. Join our Discord. We've got a bunch of new people in the Discord. There's a link below. The Discord is way more active than it's been in a long time. And we're trying to keep that going. So please, please check us out there. And I think that's about... Oh, no. Post show. The post show. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Green Power Ranger story.
With Jen?
I mean...
Genesis?
Yeah, so there's that. We're gonna deep dive a little bit into the Power Ranger, the Green Ranger debacle.
I'm interested in watching that.
Yes. So we're going to talk about that on the post show.
In the post show.
The post show. And how do you get to see the post show? You can either be a $10 patron. You can click the join link down below this video.
To become a member.
To become a member, you'll get the post show that way. Or $10 on Subscribestar.
Yeah.
And the reason Patreon and Subscribestar are more is because you get way more with that. You get everything else.
You get access to all the private shows. You get a bunch of other content.
Yes.
So it's like, there's a reason you pay more through Patreon. And there's a reason that you pay less through membership, because membership is an over-the-top service through YouTube. It gives us a lot of benefits. And when you use that, you get slight benefits with the YouTube channel itself. You get a little icon that stands out. You get a little more access. And you get the post shows alone as the bonus content, which is... You know, enough for $4 a month, but if you spend the 10 through Patreon, you get so much more. So much more. And you also get to talk on the fan chat live on screen where everybody is talking down there if you are any sort of patron. So become a patron.
So no, the Green Ranger did not die. I guess I'll just... Okay, so the Green Ranger owns a martial arts dojo. I think it might be like for mixed martial arts. It's like an MMA training facility in Texas. And that's where Jared Genesis lives. And he decided that he watched enough Kung Fu on YouTube to go in and act like a tough guy at this dojo. And he's a big Power Rangers fan, too. So he wanted to go and impress the Green Ranger. So they put him
in the... By besting him in combat?
Well, they put him in the ring against... like the toughest student there, like his top student, and the guy just beat the shit out of him.
Of course he did.
Yeah. So we're gonna dive into that a little bit in the post show tonight. In tonight's post show. Yeah, because there's multiple videos about it.
I hung out with the Blue Ranger at Emerald City Comic Con because, like, my buddy was filming vlogging, and the Blue Ranger was really interested in his camera. We were sitting there talking with him for a minute. He had nobody around his table, so I was like, I got to just sit there and chill with fucking Billy. He was a very sweet boy. He was a very sweet
Least
boy.
Favorite Power Ranger.
What? The Blue Ranger?
Yeah.
He's a good boy. He's the sweet boy Ranger.
I even liked Trini better.
Wow, why would you say even like Trini? Trini, rest in peace, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
R.I.P. Trini.
Well, no, Trini's not dead. The actress who played Trini is dead, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But like, you look at the original Power Rangers, I'm pretty sure the Red Ranger that came in afterwards is a killer, right? I don't know, but the original five.
I don't know.
The original five, they're solid human beings, I'm pretty sure. They were all good Rangers. There's no bad Ranger there. The first five started a trend of top quality Power Rangers. There's been some downhill Rangers since then, but the first five. And the Green Ranger came in, made it all cool. He was like, look, by the way, I'm the Green Ranger.
I'm the bad boy.
I got a fucking flute.
He had like a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his uniform. He was, I'm the bad boy. And then they made him the White Ranger, which is like,
that was,
that sounds like a high ranking member in the KKK.
The White Power Ranger.
I'm a White Ranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White Ranger and the Green Ranger both had the flute. That was Tommy's thing. He had a fucking flute. The little flute knife. Did you have the flute toy when you were a kid?
No, you know, I didn't have any of the toys. Except I knew that they would be worth money. I was too old to play with toys at this point.
Okay.
When the Power Rangers were around.
Okay.
I was already in like the eighth grade.
Okay.
So I didn't play with those kind of toys.
Yeah.
But I still watched it, and I bought the original set of the action figures in the original packages, and those are stowed away somewhere.
Okay.
So they should be in like perfect condition. I knew that they might be worth something someday. I don't even know. They might be not worth that much.
I had all the Happy Meal Power Ranger toys. I play with my Happy Meal Power Ranger toys like a dumbass little fat kid. I really just wanted an excuse to get more Happy Meals.
Get burger and fry grease all over those toys. Now they're worth nothing, man. What's really worth the most is the rare translucent White Ranger. If you can get a hold of one of those, the dead
Ghost Ranger.
So tough to come by, man. Tough to come by.
I haven't seen that. Oh, but the Power Ranger movie fucking was it?
I don't want to talk about it.
He's such a fucking shitbag. No, why did they just use the Lord Zedd? Why they gotta make Ivan Ooze with the Oozies or Putties? Where the fuck the Putties were cool, but he had like the Ooze Balls or whatever they call them, the Ooze Monsters. Suck. Ivan Ooze sucked. Uh oh. We're in trouble. Something's come up and it's burst off. What? What?
Yo, safe, please.
Let's go find this hitter. Put a bullet
since,
in this.
Since
song,
we're in the mute, the mood to feel musical.
I'm the only kid with the good kind of fairy drama.
Yeah.
Because Jesus Christ is minute.
How about that? Ah.
You just gave it the big take.
So about 3 years ago, the Chargers left San Diego. And this is a video that a local San Diego rapper made about keeping the Chargers in San Diego. You ready for this?
Oh, no.
You should open for this guy.
Nope.
This one is called Save Our Boat on the Real. So save our boats. Don't run away like the Colts. Don't be a traitor like a raider. Cause this is our city and this is our team. Now let me hear you scream. San Diego Superchargers. San Diego Superchargers. See the boats. Belong in SD. Corey L. Charlie Joyner. Don't forget about LT. Now what about the D? 55.
There's people sitting there like trying to fish. And he's there being all loud and shit.
He's scaring the fish. He's scaring the fish like a motherfucker right now.
Garfield make you say yeah, and there was no comparison. Then came Rodney Harrison.
Okay, get your finger out of the shot.
If this guy was on my charter boat when I went fishing this last week, yeah, he'd be in the bottom of the ocean right now.
Wow. You're a murderer.
I mean, I'm not saying I'd have killed him, but I'd have made sure he didn't get out of that fucking water.
Making adversaries on the field turn like purple just
Rock
like Bob
Oaks, man.
Arnie, I'm dope. Kicking this off like I was John Carney. So save our boats. Don't run away like the Colts. Don't be a traitor like a Raider. Cause this is our city and this is our team. Now oh, let me hear fuck. You scream. San Diego.
Damn,
this
dude.
Is so cringe.
I can't figure out how the Chargers left after hearing this.
Honestly, yeah. If I was the Chargers.
Get the fuck away from this guy.
If I was the Chargers after hearing this, I would turn into a basketball team.
That's right.
I'd join the NBA. We're now the basketball business.
San Diego. Supercharger.
I love the finger in the shot.
Yeah. And the person sleeping on the ground over there. Right there.
Oh my God.
This is the perfect place to film this.
The San Diego Tourist Committee should spend millions of dollars to have this video erased from the memory and the internet, from public existence.
I wish the homeless guy was wearing a Chargers jacket, though. That really would have set the whole thing off, man.
Yep.
The Super Bowl by any means.
The Chargers are now homeless.
Means necessary. The boats leaving SD is very scary. Just like Ryan Leaf. Screw the Raiders, hate the Broncos, and I do not like the Chiefs. So open the gates and let the rivers flow. The Chargers belong in San Diego. So save our boats. Let's come correct. And I'ma kick bombs like Darren Bennett. So save our boats. Oh. Don't run away like the Colts. Don't be a traitor like a Raider. Cause this is our
city. He's got a hook that goes after each verse. I mean, it's bad, but at least he has one.
Yeah.
No. Over and under. How much crack has this guy smoked in the years since the San Diego left and then versus the years prior? Do you think with the Chargers leaving made him smoke more crack or less crack?
More.
Yeah, because you could tell he's already crackified right now.
Well, he didn't used to be like this, you know?
Team, now let me hear you scream. San Diego Superchargers. San Diego Superchargers.
Twitter memes said crack is too expensive for him. That's not true. This guy has a fucking regulation NFL Chargers jersey.
And a helmet. And a
fucking hat and the stupid chair.
And a bike.
He spends money on stupid shit.
And that's not a snapback. That's a flex fit. That ain't no cheap hat either, yeah, man. You know?
He's got the San Diego Chargers fucking bike, dude. He rode down on his bike. You know this motherfucker smokes crack. And you know he can afford crack. Because crack is the poor man's cocaine. Okay?
Yeah. He's got a labor job where he makes good money. You know what I mean? Like he drives a fucking backhoe or something on a construction site. So he makes good bread. He just, you know, spends it on crack and Chargers gear, basically.
Chargers, yeah. San Diego, Superchargers. Get it?
That self affirmation right there at the end. I just fucking nailed it.
Nailed it. God is doing a new thing.
Oh, it's so bad.
Someone sent me a bunch of cringe raps about toilets. Yeah, yeah.
My name is Lamar. I drive in a car. I go so far. You don't know why. I don't even car. I got long hair. That's how I rap when I rap on the toilet. Ow. Rapping on the toilet. Ow. Rapping on the toilet. Taking a shit.
Hey, it's catchy.
Kind of like that.
All right, so.
I mean, it looks like RZA and Snoop Dogg impregnated the same lady.
Someone called him Poop Dog.
Yeah, it's Poop Doggy Dog. How many toilet videos, toilet raps do you have? You said there's a bunch here. How many do we have?
Two more.
Okay, so we're gonna start this guy off with a five. All right.
This is a five is when a five. It comes to poop rap.
Well, I mean, he's now the benchmark, okay?
Of poop rap.
He's the benchmark of poop rap. We're going to rate the three poop rap videos and right. See who the king of poop rap is on tonight's episode.
Ow.
Poop Dog is a solid five.
Is part of that the beatboxing at the beginning?
Literally just the benchmark. This is okay. No matter what he did would be a five because it's the first.
All right, here's the next one.
He did his own backing vocals. That little taking a shit. I mean, that's dope, you know? So I'm good with a five on that.
But, I mean, literally he could be the worst thing ever and the five now becomes the one of the benchmark.
All right.
Hello, guys. I'm the Talking Toilet. Now I will perform a rap for you.
Oh my god, speech impediment.
Here we go. My name is Mr. Toilet. Don't try to hear me rust. When somebody use a bathroom, please just hush. Yes, I know, is number one or number two? Doesn't matter to me, just do what you do. Hey guys, don't forget to flush.
Alright, That was a two. All right. That was a two. I'm giving that a two.
I agree.
A number two, which is a poop in toilet humor. A number two is a poop.
It was a poop.
That's getting a two, and I'm only giving that a two because if the next video is somehow worse than that, I want to be able to rate it a one.
Space.
All right. Here's the next one.
Man, I gotta take a shit.
I mean, I like that they shot a little opening sequence here with the taking of the shit.
That was done very skillfully to where there was like no naughty bits showing at all.
Rap on the toilet. Yeah, yeah, check it.
Dirty Bear in the house.
I gotta tell you this.
Yeah, you do.
I'm here, sitting on this toilet, delivering something special to you.
Yeah.
They have an axe and a bow and arrow.
World's watching me. Everyone's waiting.
Here comes some poo.
I gotta figure out what to do.
Quicker, guys.
Sitting on this toilet with nothing to do. Got my iPhone in my hand without a clue. Facebook, Tumblr, Angry Birds, Solitaire, Pocket God. Oh, I know. I got my draw out.
All right. The last one was a two. The first one was a five. It was the benchmark. They get a six.
Whoa!
They get a six.
Yeah, dude. You got to. Production value.
These are our shit rap champions of the night. These two non-blondes or whatever the fuck it is.
The one on the right might be a dude. I'm just saying.
I don't think so. I don't think either of them are.
I would go as far as to say they stand up to piss, possibly, but they're not dudes.
I'm going to draw some turd.
Rap on the toilet, rap on the toilet. 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 Running out of paper, running out of paper. Running out of paper, running out of paper. Rap on the toilet, rap on the toilet. Rap on the toilet, rap on the toilet.
Why do people want to rap on? Have you rapped on the toilet?
That's what you need to do today when you get off.
Eventually,
the
yeah. What we'll have to do is get Billy into a Skype call and he'll rap on the toilet.
Yeah, that way you can.
He
rap
took a
on
bath already, so rapping on the toilet isn't that big of a stretch, right?
You did a bath rap.
He didn't rap. He took a weed bath.
I took a weed bath with CBD weed and infused oils. Infused weed oils.
Nice. That way your skin was silky smooth.
Silky smooth.
Did you get high from it?
A little body high, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We have one of these. Okay.
Hi, Billy.
Hi.
Dilly dilly.
People want to see you rap on the toilet. I think that's a great idea.
Rap on the toilet. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so
I'd super chat that stream. That's what I'm dilly that's dilly. I'm
super chat my stupid. All right, crap.
Egghead, jump into the waiting room really quick here and
Egghead. Hi, Dilly
Someone
Dilly.
Someone gave us a bunch of money to hear you complain about Spider-Man.
Egghead, get on. Egghead. Egghead, hop on. Egghead.
Where's Social Justice Wario when you need him?
Social Justice Wario.
Yeah, that was great. When he came out of nowhere just wearing Wario shit, I lost it.
Bro, I had such a good time on that show. Like, we got to just do so much shit talking and all that. It was good. It was good stuff. He was a good sport, man.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, we just had him on not too long ago again, but he didn't wear any costumes this time.
Damn it.
Oh, bitch.
Where's Egghead? I see you in the chat. Damn it, Egghead. Where are you?
Get on, Egghead.
Is he driving the Ubers right now or what?
I'm driving an Uber. I can't. Get on.
Did we get any new Streamlabs or Super Chats since the last time?
Let me go read them.
Okay.
In the meantime, go watch Gulf City episode 17.
Yes.
Boom. There it is.
Boom. There it is. Archimus had said bring on Egghead so he can bitch about Spider-Man. We're trying to do that. Archimus, we are trying.
Yeah, I don't know where he is.
John McDonald said, I'm making that sub Tetris app for you, Billy. It may stay in dev for 5 years since I have real projects to work on, but it's in progress. This guy's distracting, though. Dragon the West says, Ben, we have other trees besides palms in L.A., especially near up in the mountains. Also, the 405 runs through the foothills into the L.A. area. Also, long live Lord Torreninja. Lord Torreninja.
Where the fuck is Egghead? Someone get Egghead in here.
Excel said the drunken fleshbag peasant will learn our peaceful ways by force. Fright power.
Fright power to you, Excel.
Fright power. And that is all we have.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all because...
Yeah, we want Egghead in Discord... In the waiting room.
Hold on. I just got home.
Oh, my God.
Jiminy Crickets.
Oh, so now we're all on Egghead time now, yeah. Huh? Egghead.
Should we pull up the egg timer?
The egg timer.
Pull up the egg timer, see how long it takes Egghead to get here. Fucking egg timer. 78 minutes from now, Egghead's... Okay, guys, sorry. I had to go beat the Harlem Globetrotters off of egg tits with a broomstick. And the broomstick turned into a projectile dildo. I threw like a spear into her vagina.
He didn't have to beat them off. He saw them and he had to beat off.
That's what he fucking said. Son of a bitch. I heard him wrong. Sick little rascal.
Someone sent out the template for Egghead memes. Like, here's one.
Paul Blart Mole Cop.
Yeah, they're pretty great. This is the screen cap that we used.
I think there he is. I think the chat filter never got fixed, Ben. Old Bill Midge still comes up. It should be translated to young Bill Fridge.
Oh shit, I'll get right on that.
Thank you.
Okay, Egghead, Spider-Man. Okay, let's assume Spider-Man leaves the MCU. Then what?
Fucking ruins everything.
Why?
Mainly because, if you've seen Far From Home, you already know what happens at the end.
So
it leaves on a fucking cliffhanger. It's like, after all the shit that's happened in that movie, you can't just leave that shit on a fucking cliffhanger. You build up fucking Peter Parker to the next fucking Spider-Man.
You know what I'm willing to bet?
Billy
almost always sides with whatever Hollywood wants to do as right.
But this is the thing.
Tell me.
Okay.
Assuming Spider-Man does leave the MCU, is that okay? Is that a good thing?
I think it's not a good thing, but here's the thing. Sony and Marvel, Disney, they're both Hollywood, right? So I would side with Disney because they were the ones that brought the character to life the way it is, and I like the character. But also,
right, they're both Hollywood. That's why.
So who would I side with? I would side with Marvel over everything because okay. I like Marvel's form of storytelling. It's easy to enjoy, and it's usually it's like a nice meal. It's not like a great meal. But it's a nice meal. You know you're not going to have a bad
Sony
meal.
Sony wants Spider-Man because the Spider-Man game is one of their marquee games. Like, the last Spider-Man game was huge at PAX.
But they only
it's
have
a PlayStation exclusive. That game brings in tons of money, man.
But they don't have the exclusive rights to the game, do they?
Yes, I think they do. Yes. Yes, that Spider-Man game is a PlayStation exclusive.
Well, yeah, but
Sony licenses that.
But they license it. It's different than the movie thing. The movie credit is on its own. What they bought.
I don't think so.
They have the movie rights. Then they license the video game rights through Marvel, probably with the deal to do the movie through Marvel. So it was probably a good faith deal. What they have right now is they're going to have Tom Holland, whether Marvel sticks with it or not. Sony's going to have Tom Holland locked in for two more movies. So they could use him without Marvel. They could very well have him no longer connected to the Marvel Universe because if you've watched the Far From Home at the end, there's a moment where he gets burnt and his public persona comes out. So he has to go into hiding. So he wouldn't have all those ties to everybody else. Because he would be Spider-Man in hiding.
So, Egghead, how about this, though? Honestly, I'm trying to argue both sides. Why not just get over it, and if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it, instead of crying about it like all these people always do. Like all the people that cried about Sonic, and all the people that cry. I mean, like, I can't believe it is unprecedented that a bunch of Spurgs will cry about the way a movie's going to be, and they actually change the movie. The Sonic thing blew me away. I'm like, wow, this is the world we live in now. Where people, a bunch of autistic fuckers on the internet can cry about something that fucking much. And a corporation will literally delay the release of a movie and redo a whole bunch of it just to appease a bunch of fucking crybabies on the internet.
But they've always done that with, like, the advanced screenings of films. They have test screenings, and they changed from the test screenings. This was just, like, a very public test screening, right?
I wonder if that's the reason they put out trailers so goddamn early these days, so they can get that.
Probably.
I can make on more movies than we realize, you know?
I think like, probably the main reason why I kind of got, like, I get, like, very...
What do you mean, like, kind of? What do you mean, kind of?
Yeah, I do get upset about this type of shit.
I'm
going
to go to your Twitter right now. I want to see how many times you've...
All... I can say the same bullshit GIF of
Egghead's Twitter.
I want Spike.
Egghead's Twitter is just him talking shit to all of our DP enemies, talking shit about Spider-Man and Sony, or him telling Becky
Spider-Man
Lynch
for, like, the past 2 days.
It's him telling Becky Lynch that she's young goddess and he loves her.
Wait, what? Are you sure about the last one?
Becky Lynch is the new Ryby Jenkins to
Becky
Egghead.
Lynch just got engaged. So
yeah, Egghead's like, I am not in love with Becky Lynch. She's a married
woman. 2 hours ago. 2 hours ago, Egghead tweets, so no Spider-Man news, god damn it.
Hey, I've been, like, sitting on fucking edge. I'm pretty sure the entire
Why?
Like
Spider-Man oh no you mean you've been walking on eggshells
eggshells. Don't feel good.
Oh lord, the main reason why I got so upset about this, mainly because Spider-Man was the first introduction to the whole superhero genre of movies. And I remember, Peter Parker, the Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies was, like, the first introduction to, like, the whole superhero universe type of stuff. So I would understand that would be, for me, that would be, like, I hold the character a little bit more closer.
Don't hold it close. It's a character. You don't own it. People will do whatever the fuck they want. Right. So this, like, emotional attachment to where you feel like they have to just do whatever you think they should do with their intellectual property. I mean, they could literally just do a Spider-Man movie where Spider-Man gets tied down and the Green Goblin takes a dump on his face for the entire movie if they want. I mean, literally, they can do that.
Parody.
I'm not so much criticizing you as saying it would be to your benefit not to give a fuck that much.
But what would you rather have him giving a fuck about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know, like
I'd prefer Egghead spurting out over Spider-Man than fucking politics. Like, keep Egghead away from the political realm. At least now he's spurting out about fucking men in tights.
Men in tights.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to wrap this up.
I'm trying to find Spider-Man news. They said 14 hours ago.
Thanks for coming on, Egghead. We'll see you in the post show.
They said 14 hours ago that Sony and Disney came to an agreement for a 70-30 split, with 30 going to Disney for 3 more Spider-Man films after Spider-Man 3, 2 of which is reportedly Avengers films in which he will have a major role. So I don't know if that's true or not, but... Maybe so they're giving Disney 25%.
All right, you guys do all the work, and you give us 30%. We'll let it go for a little while longer.
No, Disney wants to do all the work, right? They want to do all the work. They are going to fund, I think, a direct portion of the film as well, and they want 25 to 30% in return, and also to be able to use him in their Avengers movies, which I don't believe Sony will get any payment from, but they will get payment off of their Spider-Man standalone films.
Huh. Oh, there you go.
And if they
do still
this...
Spider-Man at Disney World.
Because they came out with Into the Spider-Verse last year, and that was a really great cartoon movie, but a cartoon movie didn't get the sales that the live-action movies got. It did well for a cartoon movie, and it was a fucking awesome movie. It won an Oscar. Deserved it. Was a really well done superhero cartoon. I think Sony having Marvel take advantage of the main Spider-Man series, and then they can do all their other bullshit on the side. They could probably make a lot of good money.
I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah.
Why do you think that the Black Panther was the only of the MCU movies to be nominated for Best Picture in the Academy Awards? Was it the best one?
Okay. If you look at the history of the Academy Awards...
I'm asking you a very simple question. Was it the best out of all the MCU movies?
Are the movies that get nominated every year the best regardless?
Sometimes.
You see Lord of the Rings got snubbed, and then the Two Towers got snubbed, and then finally the Return of the King was the one that got the Oscar nod and went and won. Do I think that it's the best Marvel movie? No. But was it the best movie to get an Oscar nom? Yes. Domestically, that movie did ridiculous numbers domestically, worldwide.
Yeah, but the Oscars is definitely not based on the movie that makes the most money.
Yeah, but when you look at the other Marvel movies, they usually do more worldwide than they do domestically, and this was different. This Black Panther did huge numbers domestically, so that means its influence within the United States was going to be bigger than like the Avengers or the other films.
Black Panther got a lot more free promotion than the other Marvel movies just because of the controversy around it when it came out.
If you look at how the Oscars are done, it's all about that promotion, right? There's like a few dozen, not a few dozen, like a few hundred people in the movie industry that
I vote. Never imagined it would take you this long to answer that question.
Okay. I think. Here's my short answer.
It's not the best Guardians is.
Here's my short answer. There was no 12 Years a Slave that year.
Oh my God. Well, there you go.
Is that what you wanted, Ben? There was Black Klansman though, right? They both got nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right.
The Oscars always have like one movie that is like inspirational to like the African American community or like the gay community. It's like the liberal area of Los Angeles pandering to a cause. They've always done that. Black Panther happened to be one that was.
They haven't always done that.
They've done it very often for the last couple decades.
Sure.
And it's because, you know, L.A. is very left, socially minded city. And the Oscars are an L.A. institution. There's billboards taken out on the fucking roads to go to the major studios because those are the people that are going to be voting. And it's all the billboards say, "For your consideration, Black Panther, the greatest Marvel film of all the world. Come and see where the Soul Stone really began."
Narrated by David Attenborough.
One last thing I want to voice frustration with is YouTube's studio beta.
Are you mad?
Yeah, because they force you to start using it before it's even finished. There are parts of it that you have to click on to go back to old YouTube Studio or Creator Studio. Because most of the functionality, you only get like half of the functionality out of it. It's bullshit.
Yeah, some works and some doesn't. It is pretty annoying. I'm sticking with the old as long as I possibly can, man.
Yeah,
can you?
Yeah, you can go back. You have to go back to it for some of the things anyway.
But there's an exit to Creator Studio Classic or whatever button that you can get to. And I try to use it as much as I can. Like, I'll use the new version of the analytics a little bit. Like, the funnel diagram is ridiculous and unnecessary, but it has some good RTA stuff in there. But as far as, like, your regular day-to-day shit, fuck that noise. The old one is so much easier to use.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Fuck that. So done with that. And the only reason I'm complaining about it right now is because I'm I'm using it literally right now.
Have you seen the news? Stanley's daughter came out to say that Marvel couldn't have been any worse to my father. It couldn't have been any worse to Stanley. Marvel was disgusting. And
motherfucking money did she inherit? I bet they could have been worse to him.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, right?
Wasn't she accused of abuse?
Yeah, like, she was like, it couldn't have been any worse to my father. But in the last years of his life, he was getting elder abused, and, like, she was nowhere to stop it, right? Like, she's obviously jumping on this Marvel-Sony train right now to get like, some sort of clout and leeway. I'm sure she's doing just fine off Marvel. And if you look at the history of Marvel and the Marvel film industry, like, Avi Arad, the guy that was in charge of Marvel, really fucked up their rights, selling it to Sony for $7 million, selling Spider-Man to Sony for $7 million, selling fucking the X-Men to Fox. He was trying to keep the Marvel company afloat, and they finally saw these movies doing really well, and superhero movies became a part of American culture, and Marvel went all in on Iron Man and won, and Disney said, fuck it, let's buy this son of a bitch. And then made it a global Thanos where now they're going around recollecting their infinity, their intellectual stones, their intellectual property stones, getting back
their intellectual kidney stones,
getting back the Fox X-Men, getting back the Fantastic Four stone, getting back now Spider-Man stone until they have all the fucking gauntlet and could just create schlock movies for the rest of our lives. And I'll go there and eat it up because I don't care. I like this shitty fucking movie storytelling stuff. It's cute. Deal with it.
Give it to Billy. He likes it.
Oh, Billy likes it. Billy will eat anything.
That's right. What was that, Life cereal? I can't remember now.
Yeah, Mikey will eat it.
He likes it. He really likes it.
He really likes it.
Yeah.
Man, we're boomers.
I don't give a damn. Life cereal is delicious, even if I am a ghost. They don't have a death cereal.
Life cereal was a good cereal.
Death cereal.
They don't have a death cereal. Wouldn't that be like fucking Boo Berry?
Yeah, Booberry. Fuck Booberry, man.
That's like reanimated cereal.
Think the fucking Quaker or whoever the fuck it is can come out here. Ooh, oh, Kellogg, no, it's Frankenberry. Suddenly get to draw a cutesy ghost next to a bunch of monsters telling kids we're supposed to be scary and kick us out of haunted houses and all this kind of thing. And you're using an image of mine to sell cereal. And who drew that ghost? I bet it wasn't an actual fucking member of the translucent white delegation that made that graphic or took that photo so they could make that money. No, they hired somebody who was alive, and I'll bet you it was somebody that was right-handed to draw an image of a ghost who shall not be named so that a cereal company could make millions of dollars over the course of generations after exploiting the translucent white man's labor. God damn it. Now I've become intersectionally oppressed because I am also left-handed. Don't think I won't use that to its fullest extent, my friend.
Damn.
All right.
Complex narrative we weave here.
Happy birthday, Manny.
Oh, it's Manny's birthday?
Hey. Not Manny says that. Happy birthday, Manny, sweet boy.
Happy birthday. So I think we're going to go do the post show now.
If you won't go, do the post show.
So we will see you guys there.
Everybody should go watch the movie Peanut Butter Falcon, by the way. It came out in theaters today, and it's really good. It's cute, and it's got Jake Snake Roberts in it. Best movie of all 2019.
Art. Nice.
Yeah. Like Jake the Snake. All right.
Captain The inflated fucking outrage and narrative, man.
Yeah.
That guy exaggerates how to spell his own fucking name, but I love him. He's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Billy did a Billy opened for Jake the Snake.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy to meet Jake the Snake in real life, man. He's super tall compared to average person.
Hey, he's what, like 6'5", something like
probably.
That?
Probably.
Yeah. Tall dude.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that's really how he talks.
We meet
and
again.
He doesn't drink anymore, but he smokes like a fucking chimney. Like, he just smokes and smokes and smokes.
Right.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
I could be mayor of this town tomorrow.
Yeah, he told some crazy stories, too. It's pretty awesome.
I believe it, man. That's dope.
The post show tonight will be available to members and $10 or up patrons. See you guys there. Have a good night.
Yeah, good night.
Like the stream.
Word.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. The MyBlue Intense Liquipods are satisfyingly smooth. Satisfying, yet simple. No fuss with refilling liquids. Just choose from a range of flavors, pop in a liquid pod, and MyBlue goes with you all day. Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online, myblue.com. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.